right parts for you or recommend a great local repair shop. Don't ignore your check engine light. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Family owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Hi, I'm Susan Feniger, chef of Barbecue Mexicana and Pachamamas at the Las Vegas Ballpark. You guys coming out for a ball game this season and looking for something different to eat? Visit us on the main level for mouth-watering burritos and much more from Barbecue Mexicana and delicious chicken or veggie skewers from our Pachamamas cart. No matter what your craving is, we've got something for everyone. So come check us out. We'd love to see you. And by the way, go Aviators.
To Reno, and the crowd coming in at Greater Nevada Field. Getting set for game two of the six-game series, and after this, it'll be off to Sacramento for six more games. We got PCL scores for you. Bottom of the third, Oklahoma City, Round Rock, no score. Top of the fourth, Sugar Land leading at home over Albuquerque. That is a 6-3 score there. Top of the third in El Paso. Salt Lake and El Paso tied at one. Sacramento at Tacoma at Cheney Stadium for game two of that series. And they have not quite started yet. They're starting shortly. Major Leagues, bottom of the eighth inning in Cincinnati. Reds and Cardinals tied at two. And going to the tenth inning in Miami, the Rays and Marlins are tied at one. Eighth inning in the nation's capital. Washington leads Oakland by a score of 5-1. Seventh inning in Toronto, the Cubs lead the Blue Jays 7-5. Ninth inning in New York, the Mets leading the Dodgers 2-1. Jake DeGrom started that game for the Mets. And in the eighth inning, Seattle leads at Detroit 4-3. After seven, Braves lead the Rockies 3-0. Bottom of the fifth, Boston leads Minnesota 5-2. At the end of four, Kansas City and the White Sox tied at one in Chicago. Yankees getting ready to play at Anaheim against the Angels. Patrick Sandoval, lefty for the Angels. Garrett Cole for the Yankees. Phillies are at Arizona. Earlier, Houston beat the Texas Rangers 5-3. It was Milwaukee over Pittsburgh 6-1. San Diego beat the Giants 5-4. And Baltimore shut out Cleveland 4-0. I'll be back with the starting lineups next from Reno right after this.
Strike three, you're out.
Are you tired of striking out with copier sales companies? Hit a home run with AIS, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. We do more than just sell printers and copiers. We also provide phone systems, IT services, and recently, automated temperature scanners. Everything your business needs to grow while keeping your employees and visitors safe. Let's have a conversation about how technology can automate your business. Call us today at 702-951-4AIS or visit us online at AIS-now.com. Worry less with AIS.
Greetings, mortals. I am Poinsettia, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
After 150 professional baseball games, it all comes down to this. The AAA Triple Championship Weekend at the Las Vegas Ballpark. On Friday, September 30th, the two top teams in the Pacific Coast League will battle it out in the PCL Championship game. On Saturday, October 1st, it's the International League Championship game. Then, the two league champions will meet for the AAA National Championship on Sunday, October 2nd. Get your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
They say one great thing leads to another, and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
Welcome back to Reno. Hash House of Go-Go pregame show continues. The visiting Las Vegas Aviators, the Oakland Athletics AAA team, under manager Fran Reardon, they are 61-63 and trying to beat a team that has dominated in this year. Reno has beaten Las Vegas 14-19, including 9 in a row. Las Vegas tries to get that turnaround tonight with Mickey McDonald leading off in center field. Batting second, the designated hitter, Jordan Diaz. Hitting third and right, Luis Barrera, the cleanup man. Third baseman, Matt Davidson. Hitting fifth at first, David McKinnon. In the sixth spot, second baseman, Nate Mondu. Batting seventh at shortstop tonight for Las Vegas, Kevin Smith. In the eighth position, left fielder Dalton Kelly. Batting ninth and catching, William Simonite. On the mound, righty Jared Koenig. Southpaws 5-5, a 4.20 ERA thus far on the year. Reno, Arizona's AAA team managed by Gil Velasquez. 69 wins, 55 defeats. Leading off in center field, Dominic Fletcher. Batting second, the switch hitting shortstop, Wilmer Defoe. Hitting third and right, Jordan Luplo. In the cleanup spot, first baseman Seth Beer. Batting fifth at second base, Buddy Kennedy. In the sixth spot for Reno tonight, the designated hitter, Jose Herrera. Batting seventh and right, batting seventh in left field, Dominic Canzone. In the eighth spot, the catcher tonight for Reno, Dominic Marolio. And hitting ninth at third, Camden Duzenak. On the mound, righty Jeff Bain, B-A-I-N, Southern California native. 0-1 with a 4.32 ERA thus far this year for Reno. That will conclude this edition of the Hash House of Go-Go pregame show. Now we invite you to stay tuned. Exciting Pacific Coast League action from Reno, Aviators, and the Aces. We'll get it started right after this.
Honey, Neighborhood Watch just called. They said they caught you hiding in the bushes again.
But I saw Joni and Steve leaving.
Not this again.
How do they afford that bougie golf club membership?
Listen, I talked to Steve, and he said they found a way to supplement their income.
I knew it. I must get back to my bush to find out.
No. Now just sit down. I found out that they invest at Ignite Funding.
That sounds too good to be true.
Yeah, I thought so too. But you know what? I talked to them, and we can get passive income in collateralized real estate investments.
Whoa. Hold on. Our investments are collateralized?
Yep, and I already invested. So how do you feel about a trip to Bora Bora?
Ignite Funding. Short-term investments for long-time investors. To learn more, visit ignitefunding.com or call 702-761-0000. That's 702-761-0000.
Greetings, mortals. I am Poinsettia, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
Somewhere, after several drinks, a guy at a party stumbles towards the door.
Ooh, are you okay to drive?
I have a perfect record, not one crash.
Yet.
Dude, who even are you? Nothing's ever happened to me.
Yet.
Hey, no one's had a problem riding with me before.
Yet.
What?
Bad things haven't happened. Yet. Always drive sober. Paid for by the Nevada Departments of Public Safety and Transportation.
Hello, my friends. Hello. Welcome back. Glad you could join us tonight. Warm but pleasant evening in Reno. Jeff Bain. Now, the Aviators have never seen Jeff Bain before. He was at AA Amarillo for almost the entire season, 33 games all in relief. He had good numbers there, 8-1 with a 3.8 ERA. He threw 45 innings. The good news for Bain, he only walked 11 men and struck out 49. He has a long history of pounding the strike zone and not walking a lot of people. The one negative stat from Bain at AA he did give up 10 home runs in 45 innings. That's an awful lot of home runs for that number of innings. But Bain making his fifth appearance and his fourth start for the Reno Aces. And he's not gone more than 3 1/3 innings in any of his other four games for Reno. So we do not expect him to be in the game terribly long. Jeffrey Michael Bain, 26 years old, went to San Marino High School. Again, Montebello is in L.A. County, not far from Pico Rivera, east of East Los Angeles. He played 2 years at Cal Berkeley and then transferred to Cal Poly Pomona. First pitch of the game from Bain, 89-mile-an-hour fastball, outside, ball one to Mickey McDonald. Mickey McDonald led the Aviators last night, going 3-for-4 with a stolen base. In the leadoff spot, here's the pitch. A line drive, base hit to right, and Mickey McDonald stays hot. Luplow gets the ball back in. Well, Mickey's now 4-for-5 in the series. And with that hit, since he came back up to AAA from AA Midland, he's 11-for-23, very hot. And we'll see if they send him. Again, the Aviators need offense. And Fran Reardon likes to try to get a little more aggressive than usual when he knows his team has been sluggish on offense, which they have been lately. Slider, foul, back out of play, strike one to Jordan Diaz. The Aviators only scored one run yesterday. And the game before, which was 2 days prior, the last game at home against Sugar Land, they only scored one run. That was the game they lost 12-1. The last two games, they've scored a grand total of two runs. Here's the 0-1 to Diaz. Slider waved at and missed, 0-2. Diaz is the DH. He came off the bench yesterday to finish at the DH slot for Cody Thomas because Cody Thomas was promoted to the Oakland Athletics. So congratulations to Cody. Diaz hitting .370 with a home run. He's hit safely in 8 of his 10 starts. And the breaking ball missed a little outside at 80 miles an hour. 1-2 on Jordan Diaz, hitting in the number 2 slot. Mickey McDonald at first base. Mickey standing in. The pitch misses, and it count 2-2. Mickey has 8 steals and 11 tries this year. And that leads the current crop of Aviators. Luis Pereira, who's on deck now, has 7 steals. He does not have a big lead over there. The 2-2. And the slider's a little in. He's seen all off-speed breaking balls so far in this at-bat. Diaz has, and it's 3-2. Bain checking his catcher, Dominic Morolio. With a full count, we'll see if they send McDonald. He goes. There's a pitch. Hit back up the middle. Grabbed by the second baseman, Kennedy, who gets up and throws out Diaz. One thing Diaz has done consistently for the last 2 weeks since he joined the Aviators is hit the ball hard. Kennedy was breaking for the bag because McDonald was running on the 3-2 pitch. And Diaz hit the ball hard. It looked like it might go into right center, which would have chased McDonald over to third. But Kennedy lunged to his left on the dirt, grabbed the ball with a really nice play. One out, McDonald at second. He did not have any play on Mickey because he's very quick. So he settled for the out at first, and Luis Pereira gets set to check in. So two well-hit balls off of Bain. McDonald at second, Diaz at first, one out. And here is Luis Pereira. And pitches outside, ball one. One ball to no strikes on Luis Pereira. Luis opens up the game hitting .283. He was 1-for-2 with a walk and a run scored yesterday. He's hit safely in 7 straight starts. He waves at a slow breaking ball and comes up empty. And the count is 1-1 now. So Bain looking for his first win. He also split last year between AA Amarillo and Reno, as he has this year. Pitch is sliced, fouled off to the left out of play. Breaking ball. 1-2 on Luis Pereira. Defensively, Reno stacks up this way. Seth Beer at first, Buddy Kennedy at second, Wilmer Defoe at short, Camden Duzenac at third, Dominic Canzone in left, Dominic Fletcher in center, Jordan Luplow in right, Dominic Morolio catching for Jeff Bain. Three Dominics, no waiting. There's a fastball, swung on and missed, strike three. 91 mile an hour pitch that was up, and Luis went after it. That's strikeout number one for Bain. And with two outs in the Vegas first, the batter Matt Davidson. The umpires, the crew chief of this trio, is calling balls and strike. Behind the plate, Eric Backus. First base ump, Mark Stewart. Third base, Tom Hanahan. Matt Davidson having a very good year, hitting right around 300, leading the Aviators with 20 home runs, 43 RBIs. The pitch. Fastball in for a strike, 0-1. Davidson, a long night last night, 0-for-4 with four strikeouts. They kept throwing him high fastballs, and they got him. So, Matty playing against a team where he's played against for a long time. He came up in the Diamondbacks organization, was with Reno as early as this year. There's a breaking ball, lifted foul, back out of play. Two strikes on Matt Davidson now. Brent Reardon, the manager of the Aviators, wandering around beyond the third base coaching box. The Reno dugout is on the third base side. 0-2. McDonald, very good speed at second. Bain stretches, looks at him. Now comes to Davidson, and the fastball swung on and missed. Same thing. High fastball at 91 and got him to chase it. Bain's second strikeout, and the Aviators are finished in the first. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left, and at the end of half an inning of play, Las Vegas nothing, and Reno against Jared Koenig coming up.
The sourdough star is back at Carl's Jr. Charbroiled beef on sourdough bread, so toasty and flat like my singing voice.
It's back, so toasty and flat. Charbroiled beef is such a treat. Melty cheese, oh yes, please. 1,000 Island dressing, you're impressing. And lots of bacon, if I'm not mistaken. The sourdough star.
Bite into it today at Carl's Jr. Feeds your happy. Tax not included. Available for limited time at participating Carl's Jr. restaurants. Price may vary.
Honey, Neighborhood Watch just called. They said they caught you hiding in the bushes again.
But I saw Joni and Steve leaving.
Not this again.
How do they afford that bougie golf club membership?
Listen, I talked to Steve, and he said they found a way to supplement their income.
I knew it. I must get back to my bush to find out.
No. Now just sit down. I found out that they invest at Ignite Funding.
That sounds too good to be true.
Yeah, I thought so too. But you know what? I talked to them, and we can get passive income in collateralized real estate investments.
Whoa. Hold on. Our investments are collateralized?
Yep, and I already invested. So how do you feel about a trip to Bora Bora?
Ignite Funding. Short-term investments for long-time investors. To learn more, visit ignitefunding.com or call 702-761-0000. That's 702-761-0000.
Filing in here, Reno. Maybe it has got a base hit from Mickey McDonald and nothing else in the top of the first against starter Jeff Bain. And Jared Koenig on the mound. Big Jared, left-hander, 6'5", 235 pounds, 20 years old, from Aptos, California, Central California. Drafted in 2014 by the White Sox, but that's only a tiny part of the story. There's a strike 0-1 to the left-handed hitting center fielder Dominic Fletcher. Fletcher, 299. Four homers, 27 batted in. And he takes one low. One ball to one strike. Koenig. A total of five, count them five, independent league teams. Very unusual. There's a ground ball in the center, a base hit. McDonald scoops it up, and Fletcher grounds one right back through the middle for a single starting off the Reno first inning. And the batters, this switch hitting shortstop, Wilmer Defoe. Fletcher batted second last night, was 0-for-4, with everything on the ground. Four ground outs. He hits this one on the ground, but he gets it up the middle. Fletcher has four steals, in case you're wondering, and has been caught on four occasions. Koenig sets its sights on the switch hitting Wilmer Defoe. And he's batting right-handed. Switch hitter swings and misses strike one, 0-1. Defoe's at 270. Seven homers, 43 batted in. Last night's game, 1-for-4 with a single and a run scored. Here's the stretch by Koenig. A look at first, the pitch. Outside with a fastball at 88. One ball and one strike. Las Vegas pitching coach Steve Connolly discussed Jared Koenig. Here's the 1-1 to Defoe now. Koenig a look at first. And taking a lot of time, so they call time at home to pause for a moment. Connolly said the best way to describe Jared Koenig is he's an old-school pitcher. Koenig's been with Connolly together for a couple of years now, so Koenig and Connolly know each other well. Pitches up and away, 2-1. And Connolly said of Koenig, he understands pitching, and so he will add and subtract on his fastball throughout the game. It is a little rare, says Connolly, that someone of Koenig's caliber comes out to Australia and takes a chance on himself and pursues that kind of dream. There's a pop-up on the right side toward foul ground, racing over his Mondu and angling in Barrera, the right fielder, to make the catch. In very shallow right, near the line. With the wind swirling, it's a nice play by Barrera, who has good range and showed it right there. One on, one out for Jordan Luplow now. Right-handed hitting right fielders, playing against the Aviators for the first time. He had been in the big leagues. But Koenig, again, a really incredible story. He just kept coming back and coming back and never gave up on himself. And Steve Connolly said it was really a good signing for Oakland to get him. They signed him to a minor league contract 2 years ago. The pitch. Fastball in there for a strike at the belt to Luplow. 0-1. Luplow's first at-bat for Reno this year. But he's got a lot of experience. Here's the stretch. And Koenig's 0-1 pitch. Fastball a little inside at 90. Close. 1-1. Luplow is 6'1", 195. He'll be 29 next month. He's from Visalia. And he's been around. Pirates, Cleveland, and Tampa. All those organizations. With some big league time. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Fastball at the knees for a strike. Good pitch toward the outside at 89. It is 1-2. Reno Aces with their bright white home jerseys. And Luplow wags the bat around. Fletcher at first, one out. Bottom of the first, no score. Koenig was off the rubber, now back on. Jared looking in, working with William Simonite as if giving Bo Taylor another night off. Here's the 1-2 stretch. Koenig a look at first. Here he comes. A high foul slice to the right out of play. Breaking ball toward the outside. Still a ball and two strikes on Jordan Luplow. Koenig's most recent outing, he had no decision at Las Vegas ballpark. It was 10 days ago against Sacramento. He pitched well enough to keep his team in the game. Six innings, allowed three runs on six hits. He walked one, struck out seven. Pitch is just inside. Fastball, very close, 2-2. Against Reno, Koenig has pitched, made two starts. One here on May 19th, which he won, 5 2/3, allowing three runs earned on nine hits. He pitched even better against them at Las Vegas ballpark. There's a high drive to deep left field. Back goes Kelly, way back at the track, at the wall, and this one is out of here. 81-mile-an-hour off-speed pitch. And Jordan Luplow gives Reno a quick 2-0 lead here in the bottom of the first inning. Pitch was on the outside half, an off-speed pitch, as I said. It was just a one-handed swing. But he got the sweet spot, and out it went to straightaway left field. Quickly, 2-0 Reno here. And the left-handed hitting first baseman, Seth Beer, steps in, looks at a strike. Fastball, 0-1. Beer, 6'3", 213. He'll be 26 in about 2 weeks from Merrillville, Illinois. Swing and a miss, 0-2. Beer was at Clemson, big star in college. Climbing in now with an 0-2 count. And the next one. Line drive, base hit into center field. 90-mile-an-hour fastball that was center cut. McDonald gets it back in. And the batter is the second baseman, Buddy Kennedy. Las Vegas on defense. Here for game two of this six-game series. David McKinnon is the first baseman. The second baseman, Nate Mondu. At short, Kevin Smith. Matt Davidson is at third. Dalton Kelly's in left. Mickey McDonald patrolling center. Over in right, Luis Barrera. William Simonite catching. Here's Kennedy. Fastball just below the knees, ball one. One ball and no strikes. Kennedy played third base last night. Singled, walked, and scored, and hit a long sacrifice fly that drove in a run. Breaking ball down and in. Ball two. It's 2-0. Two balls and no strikes. Kennedy is hitting .269. Five homers, 32 batted in. As a fastball tipped into the mitt of Simonite. Strike two. 1-2. Kennedy generally a third baseman, but playing second this game. He's played third and second quite a bit this season. Beer at first, one out, bottom of the first. Reno the early 2-0 advantage. Koenig gets ready in the pitch. And that cutter swung on and foul back on the ground. 1-2. The other game that Koenig pitched against Reno, this is actually his fourth start against them, his very first start of the year. And on April the 8th, opening homestand, he went four innings. It was actually in relief. Four innings, he allowed one earned run on four hits. 2-2 on the outside corner. Strike three looking. Kennedy's out of there. First strikeout for Koenig. Nice pitch. A little painting right there on the corner. With two down, the switch hitting designated hitter, Jose Herrera, checks in. Well, then Koenig, as I said, beat Reno here May 19th. Then on August 5th, he pitched one of his best games of the year against Reno at Las Vegas Ballpark. Pitches inside, ball one. That was the good news for Las Vegas. The bad news is Koenig was one strike away from a win, and pinch hitter Dominic Maroglio stunned the Aviators with a pinch hit three-run home run off Garrett Acton that won the game for Reno and cost Koenig a victory. There's a breaking ball swung on a miss, 1-1. In that game, Koenig went seven, allowed one run on a home run by Cooper Hummel, who's not here anymore. Four hits, he walked two, struck out six. There's a ground ball into right center field for a base hit. Beer heading for third as McDonald gets it in. And Jose Herrera, who's hitting .294, singles on the ground to right center with two outs. Runners at the corners for Reno in the bottom of the first inning. And the batter is a left-handed hitting left fielder, Dominic Canzone. Canzone hitting .273 with 12 homers and 53 batted in. He's very quick. Last night he batted eighth. He's batting seventh in this game. And he had a good day. He was 2-for-3 with a single and a double and drove in two runs. Both of his hits were off starter Colin Wild. First and third, two down. The pitch. Fastball on the outside corner at 92 miles an hour. Strike one, 0-1. About as fast as Koenig will throw a fastball, right around there, 92. First and third, two down. The 0-1. At fastball lifted foul to the left, and that's way back out of play. Quickly 0-2. Anyway, Koenig spent 4 years bouncing around various independent leagues and the Australian Baseball League before he signed a minor league deal with Oakland. But the A's investment in him paid off. He had a breakout year last year, and he's done well this year. There's a pitch in the dirt. Nice save by William Simonite, who just saved a run. Slider, and William had a slide on his shin guards to his left to stop it. Ball one. 1-2 on Canzone. Koenig, a very good idea of how to pitch, change speeds, can work on both sides of the plate. Not overpowering, but he's got some angle because he's so big. The 1-2, breaking ball just inside. That was close. Koenig staring in, wanting the call. Ball two, 2-2. Two runs in, two men on, two men out. And a 2-2 count on Canzone. Beer at third, Herrera a short lead at first. Here's the 2-2. A line drive into right field, and that's in there for a base hit in front of Barrera. Beer scores. Herrera stops at second as the throw goes to third where Matt Davidson is. And on a two-out single by Dominic Canzone, Reno now leads it 3-0. Unusual for Koenig to get pushed around out of the starting gate. Usually he's very solid early in games, and it's in the middle of the game where he may show signs of getting hit. But here comes Steve Connolly here with a first-inning mound visit. Five hits in the inning, and there have been no cheap hits. Every hit has been solidly hit. So it's a 3-0 lead for Reno. And with Herrera at second and Canzone at first, the number eight hitter, catcher Dominic Maroglio is scheduled to come up. Simonite, the catcher, is out there along with Connolly, and the home plate umpire, Eric Backus, walking out and arriving at the mound now to try to speed things up. The Aviators are not wasting any time. They have a right-hander throwing in the bullpen now. It is Brian Howard. Koenig has gone four innings or more in every single outing. He's averaging between five and six innings per start. Two on, two out. Here's Maroglio. And the pitch is down low. Changeup. One ball, no strikes. Maroglio hitting .266. Nine home runs and 32 batted in. From Oakland. That's his hometown. Here's the pitch. In the dirt. Stopped there by Simonite. A fastball at 90. It skipped in there. Two balls and no strikes to count. Last night's game, Maroglio was the DH. Hit cleanup. Was 1-for-4 with a single and a run scored. Herrera at second, Canzone at first. Two outs in the bottom of the first. Here's the 2-0. Breaking ball, that's a strike on the inside half of the plate. Two balls and a strike on Dominic Maroglio. Koenig wearing 35, reads Simonite. The infield playing it straight up, the outfield the same way. The 2-1. The off-speed breaking ball, 79 miles an hour, swung on and missed, 2-2. That pitch was up. That's normally not where you want to throw an off-speed pitch. But Maroglio took a hack at it and came away empty. Two on, two out, and a 2-2 count on Maroglio, number eight hitter in the order. Koenig from the belt steps off and looks at second, and Herrera back toward the base. Canzone the runner at first. Very gentle breeze going across from left to right. Koenig has reset. And the 2-2 to Dominic Maroglio. Line down the third baseline, foul. He got an off-speed pitch at 82 miles an hour and barreled up on it but pulled it just foul. It remains 2-2. Herrera goes back to second, Canzone back to first. Howard, at least for the moment, has stopped throwing. He's standing in the bullpen mound. Here's another 2-2 to Maroglio. Koenig throws. And that fastball's foul back. Still 2-2. So Koenig, the number of pitches he's thrown here in the first inning matches the number on his back, 35. Three runs in, two men on for Reno, and two outs. 2-2 on Maroglio. Koenig stretches again. A look at the runners, the pitch. Line drive into right, a base hit. Herrera is being sent in. Ball picked up by Luis Barrera, who fires toward third, not in time to get Canzone. Maroglio singles in Herrera to make it 4-0 in favor of Reno. And that chases Canzone from first to third. Three straight hits. And six hits in the inning. And the number nine hitter, the right-handed hitting Camden Duzian, now coming up. Koenig does not want to come out of the game, but Fran Reardon's going to pull him now. The moment Fran came up the steps, Koenig saw it, and he kind of cocked his head off to one side and said, oh, no. But he's going to get pulled. So the Aces off and running in the first inning. Brian Howard coming in. He'll inherit runners at the corners with two outs. And we're in the bottom of the first. Reno, the early 4-0 lead. Back with more after this.
STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. STN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and the latest lines on every game. STN Sports even lets you earn points for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to StationCasinosports.com or sign up at any Station Casino, Wildfire, or the El Cortez. Details available at all sportsbooks.
America First Credit Union was founded with the dream of helping our members pursue theirs. So no matter what your goals are, how impossible your hopes seem, how out of reach your wishes feel, together we'll craft a plan to help you realize them. That's what being a member is all about. Because the most important dreams are yours, truly. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Hey, welcome back. A rough first inning for the Las Vegas Aviators. They didn't score in the top of the first. Reno has scored four in the bottom of the first. They've just knocked starter Jared Koenig out of the game. Here's Brian Howard on relief. His fastball is a strike to Camden Dusenak, and it's 0-1. Brian Howard is in his 34th game, 3-1 is his record, 7.84 the ERA. Canzone's at third, Marolio's at first with two outs. The 0-1 to Dusenak. Big, tall Brian delivers. Fastball, line fouled outside first, and it's 0-2. Giancarlo Cintron played last night's opener, coaching at first. Barrera going over to pick the ball up. Two strikes on Camden Dusenak. Dusenak is hitting .246. 12 homers, 44 driven in. From Melissa, Texas. Ninth round pick by the Diamondbacks in 2017. Canzone's at third, Marolio at first. They are both the responsibility of Koenig. Howard with the 0-2 pitch. Fastball rides high at 91. 1-2. Howard, 6'9", 210-pounder, 27 years old. Originally from St. Louis and spends a good portion of the offseason in Fort Worth, Texas. Runners at the corners, two down. Howard, he's 1-2. Big curveball. Fly ball to center, playable for Mickey McDonald. He settles under it, makes the catch. So Howard does his job. He got ahead, then threw a very nice, nicely shaped 71-mile-an-hour curve. Dusenak flies out, but all nine aces in the lineup bat in the first inning. And they score four runs on six hits. No errors. Two left. And at the end of one, it is Reno 4 and the Aviators nothing.
This summer is the perfect time to hit the open road in a new Chevy. With its impressive towing capability, Chevy Silverado is open to taking the boat out and making some waves. With its off-road capabilities, Chevy Trailblazer is open to new points of view.
Wow.
And with its many safety features, Chevy Equinox is open to added confidence on your weekend getaways. See how a new Chevy can help you go a little farther this summer. Visit Henderson Chevrolet, best of them all.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General terms.
They say one great thing leads to another. And that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great clips. It's going to be great.
To the hill to climb after one trailing 4-0. And it'll be the 5, 6, and 7 Aviators in the second inning as they try to fight back with the early 4-0 deficit. David McKinnon settles in. And the New England native takes a fastball inside, ball one. So Jeff Bain facing the Aviators for the first time and vice versa. Allowed a Mickey McDonald single in the first and nothing else. McKinnon hitting .326. Lines one to third and is caught by Duzenac. I don't know that you can hit a ball much harder than that. He just got an 89-mile-an-hour center-cut fastball, and he hit a bullet. And Duzenac lunged to his right and caught it, staggered, and stayed on his feet. One loud out, and it brings up Nate Mondu. Nate 0 for 4 yesterday. And he looks at an off-speed pitch for a strike. It is nothing and one on Nate Mondu. Nate at .274, 7 homers, 50 batted in. Left-handed batter, right-handed pitcher Jeff Bain of Reno. And the fastball at 90, foul back out of play, 0-2. Bain is not a flamethrower, he's not a power pitcher really. But he's had very good success. As you mentioned, two California colleges he pitched for, Cal Berkeley and then Cal Poly Pomona. And he did well at both schools. The pitch. Fouled off to the left out of play. Still 0-2 on Nate Mondu. In two seasons at Cal, he was 9-5 with an ERA in the threes. Here's the pitch. Down and in, it's 1-2. And he finished, as I said, his collegiate career at Cal Poly Pomona. In 16 starts, he was 8-2 with a 3.57 ERA. So, and you look at his numbers every year, whether it's college or professionally in the minors, he's had a good walk-to-strikeout ratio. He doesn't walk people, generally speaking. Fastball, foul back, 1-2. Or he rarely walks them. 1-2 on Nate Mondu. 4-0. Reno in the top of the second inning. Bain has been here at AAA this year since the 9th of August. It's his sixth year and his fifth in the Diamondback system. 16th round pick by Arizona in the 2017 draft. There's a ground ball on the right, a base hit for Mondu. Good piece of hitting by Mondu. He was behind in the count 1-2. Bain trying to come in on him, and Nate rolled one between Beer and Kennedy for the second Las Vegas hit, and Mondu's first hit of this series. That brings to the plate Kevin Smith. Smith 1-for-4 in last night's game. In the last few weeks, he has shown signs of picking it up on offense. His average overall is still not where he wants it to be at .223. Two homers, 30 batted in. One on, one out. Bain delivers to Smith. And the slider down and away. Ball one at 81 miles an hour. 1-0. Smith batting in the seventh slot. Dalton Kelly is out on deck. Breeze has picked up now, blowing across from left to right. 4-0 Reno in the top of the second. Bain from the stretch. Mondu a modest lead at first, held on by Seth Beer. And the 1-0 to Kevin Smith. And he gets a high fastball and fouls it back. Chest-high pitch at 89 miles an hour. 1-1. Hash House to Go-Go scoreboard. We'll get you updates. Ted Wien's trivia question. Got a pretty good one for you tonight. We'll test you on that one. 1-1 on Kevin Smith. Righty on righty. Outfield straightaway, medium depth. There is a fastball that hits the inside half of the plate just below the belt for a strike at 90 miles an hour. 1-2 on Kevin Smith. Bain collects the sign from Morolio. Here's the 1-2 to Kevin Smith. Breaking ball down and away. Good take by Smith. A lot of hitters are going to chase a pitch like that that's that close to the strike zone with a 1-2 count. And Smith saw the spin and laid off, and it's ball two. 2-2. Mondu, maybe two steps off the bag at first, that's all. 2-2 pitch. And that fastball's inside. But now it's gone 3-2, and it's been a pretty good at-bat thus far for Smith. He checks down at third base, The manager, Fran Reardon, claps his hands and kicks at the grass near his feet. Full count. Mondu leads off first with one out in the top of the second. The 3-2. Smith swings and fouls out one away. Fastball at 90 that hit the mask of the plate ump Eric Backus, who feeds a new ball into play. 3-2. Smith adjusts his gloves, got those Maytag white batting gloves, takes a deep breath and climbs back in. Reno off to a good start in this one after winning last night's opener 5-1. They got four in the first and have already knocked starter Jared Koenig out of the game, in case you just joined us. Slider popped up near the mound. Moving in is Defoe. The shortstop takes charge and makes the catch in the grass just behind the mound. Two outs. And the batter is a left-handed hitting Las Vegas left fielder Dalton Kelly now. Pacific Coast League standings. Of course, the PCL with 10 teams. Two divisions, each with five teams. In the East, Oklahoma City Dodgers at one point recently were only a game and a half ahead of El Paso. But now El Paso has been struggling of late. Oklahoma City now has a five-game lead on Round Rock, which has overtaken El Paso for second place. Fastball's outside of Kelly, ball one. El Paso's in third place, 5.5 out. Sugar Land, 13.5 out. That's the Astros. Albuquerque, that's the Rockies. Top affiliate, they are in last place, 17 out. Round Rock is hooked up with the Texas Rangers. El Paso with San Diego. Pitches outside 2-0 on Dalton Kelly. In the West, as I said during the pregame show, Reno in first place, 8 games ahead of second place Las Vegas. Salt Lake and Tacoma are each 11 out. And Sacramento bringing up the rear, 14 games out. The 2-0 to Kelly. Dalton swings through a breaking ball, 2-1. Took a fastball swing and an off-speed pitch. Kelly's hitting .219, 13 home runs and 41 batted in. Did not play in last night's opener. In the Sugarland series at Las Vegas Ballpark right before this series, he was 5-for-17 with 3 doubles and a triple. One of his better series of the year. There's a very high foul off to the left, about 10 rows back into the seats. 2-2 on Dalton Kelly. Fastball came in at 91. Two outs. Mondu at first. Kelly trying to keep the inning going. The number 9 hitter, catcher William Simonite, is on deck. Two balls and two strikes. Kelly batting from the left side. The stretch here by Jeff Bain. Breaking ball, swung on and missed, strike three. The pitch was sweeping down and in. He tied him up in knots. Got his third strikeout. In the Aviators' second inning, no runs, one hit, one left. And after an inning and a half, Reno 4, Las Vegas nothing.
If you're ready to sell your car, AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. C, check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes. So you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
Sleep cooler, sleep longer, sleep better with a Tempur-Pedic mattress. Tempur-Pedic is ranked number one in customer satisfaction by J.D. Power for a reason. Comfort. Pain alleviating, back supporting, body cooling comfort. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. Right now at our Labor Day sale, save up to $700 on Tempur-Pedic adjustable sets. Plus, get up to a $300 instant gift on select mattresses. We have a large in-stock selection and 0% financing for up to 72 months. Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends. See store for details.
Elevate your next experience at the Las Vegas Ballpark and watch the Las Vegas Aviators from the Play Studios club-level seats and suites. Enjoy specialty cocktails and food choices in the air-conditioned VIP Premium Lounge. Call 702-943-7200 for more information.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
We go to the bottom of the second. Reno leading Las Vegas 4-0. And Brian Howard, starter turned reliever, is in a long relief role here because starter Jared Koenig had his shortest start of the year by far. He'd gone at least four innings and averaging nearly six innings in all of his other starts. But tonight, not to be. Knocked out after two-thirds of an inning. There's a strike to Dominic Fletcher, the leadoff man, 0-1. 1-2 and 3 in the Reno order in the second. Fletcher, Wilmer Defoe, Jordan Luplow. Here's the 0-1 to Fletcher. High fouled off to the left out of play, 0-2. Fletcher singled and scored on the home run by Luplow in the first inning off Koenig. Jared goes two-thirds of an inning and is charged with four runs earned on six hits. No walks, one strikeout. Howard's 0-2. Fastball line foul to the left, hits the netting. Not far from the rolled-up tarpaulin over there. The count stays 0-2 on Fletcher, who is the younger brother of Angels infielder David Fletcher. Dominic Fletcher, collegiately, was at the University of Arkansas. The Razorbacks, the 0-2 curveball bounces, and it goes off the chest protector of Simonite, and the ball be tossed out of play. 74-mile-an-hour pitch. 1-2 on Fletcher. Bottom of the second. Reno sent all nine to the plate in the first, knocked out Koenig, and they have a 4-0 advantage here. Howard rocks and deals the 1-2, and the pitch is a high foul, drifting back out of play. Ball and two strikes still. Howard's fastball 89, 90, generally 91. Straight change in the mid-80s. Got kind of a slurvy breaking ball, slider-type pitch with some sweep to it, and that big overhand curveball in the low 70s. There's a fastball tap foul to the backstop at 88 miles an hour. Fletcher hanging in there with a one ball, two strike count. Well, again, the Aviators have not announced a starter for tomorrow, and they've lost some guys to Oakland recently. I'm talking about starting pitching. Adrian Martinez, Ken Waldachuk. Here's the 1-2. Fastball, ground ball in the left field, base hit. Kelly gets it back in. It's the first hit off of Howard. Fletcher's 2-for-2. Hit number 7 for Reno. And here's Defoe, who popped out to shallow right. Ball caught by Luis Pereira near the foul line. Defoe was batting right-handed against the left-hander Koenig. Now he'll turn around and bat left-handed against Brian Howard. Here's the look. Defoe waiting. And the pitch. A broken bat pop-up. Back a second, Matt Davidson backpedaling. The ball falls in, and Mondu picks it up, throws to second, too late. If Mondu had been able to pick it up instead of juggling it, he would have had a force out on Fletcher. But that's the way the month of August generally has gone for the Aviators. A little pop-up. Davidson, playing third base, was playing near the bag because of the shift. He backpedaled on the ball, but it went over his head. And Mondu was there, and if Nate had been able to pick it up cleanly, he would have had a force out on Fletcher. But he juggled it, and that gave Fletcher second base. Two on, nobody out. And here's Luplow, who hit a two-run home run off Koenig in the first inning. He's up again. Fastball a little below the knees. Ball one, 1-0. So a pop-up single for Defoe. Fletcher at second, Defoe at first. Here's the 1-0. Fastball down the middle for a strike at 88. One ball and one strike is the count. Luplow, drafted by the Pirates back in 2014 in the third round. The 1-1, Howard steps off, throws to second with a pickoff move. And back in safely is Fletcher. Mondu took the throw. Luplow made his Pirates debut in 2017, originally from Visalia. Career major league average of .215. He's hit 45 big league home runs. The Buchanan High School in Clovis, California, and played at Fresno State. He was teammates with Aaron Judge for 2 years, Luplow was. Here's the 1-1. Runners go. Swing and a miss. Throw to third by Simonite, and he is out. Simonite throws Dominic Fletcher out, trying to steal third base. Fletcher's shaken up. Matt Davidson took the throw and applied the tag. And the Reno Aces athletic trainer is checking on Fletcher, who's flat on his back. The pitch was swung on and missed. Fletcher went in head first. He had his left hand on the bag and it's rolled over. Davidson tagged him, and Matt then sort of went into foul territory, so it wasn't like Matt fell on him or anything like that. That's like having a redwood tree fall on you, but that's not what happened. Fletcher is out at third, but now we wonder about Fletcher. Defoe, the trail man, took second. If you're scoring, he does not get credit for a steal. Now, on his feet is Fletcher. He's walking toward the dugout, and the fans give him a hand. Good throw by Simonite to get him. But I don't know if it's his shoulder or what. I can only guess from up here that he was in pain still. I'm looking at him in the dugout now. And the trainer's right there with him. So one out. Defoe at second. Luplo up with a one ball, two strike count against Brian Howard. We're in the bottom of the second. Reno with a 4-0 lead. Here's the 1-2 stretch in the pitch. Strike three called. That pitch had some good cut on it right at the outside corner at 89 miles an hour. Boy, Howard, an excellent pitch to get Luplo, who homered his previous at-bat against Koenig. Two outs. So it looked bad for the Aviators when the pop-up by Defoe fell in. It was first and second, nobody out. But a turn of events, Fletcher thrown out stealing. Luplo caught looking. And now here's Seth Beer. With Defoe at second and two down. Beer singled to center and scored later on a base hit by Canzone. Here's the pitch. Fastball, a little outside, ball one. Howard certainly has had his ups and downs this year. He's made three starts, pitched well in one of them, fairly well in another, and then got hit hard the last time he started way back on May 10th against Salt Lake. Here's the 1-0 to Beer. He takes it a little outside, 2-0. He's had mixed results in the bullpen. But the last time he pitched prior to tonight was arguably his best outing of the year. He went three hitless innings against Sugarland, retiring 8 out of 9. 29 pitches, 16 strikes. Walk one. Again, no hits. One strikeout. The 2-0. Line down the right field side. A hooking foul and out of play. Two balls and a strike on Seth Beer. Defoe returns to second. Bottom of the second. Reno leading 4-0. By the way, the other note on Jordan Luplo, he is the great-nephew of outfielder Al Luplo, who had a 7-year big league career back in the 60s with the Mets and Pirates and Cleveland. Fastball a little inside. Beer moving back out of the way. It's 3-1. First base is open, and a right-handed batter, Buddy Kennedy, is on deck. We'll see how Howard and Simonite elect to conduct business here. Defoe at second, two down. Bottom of the second, Reno the 4-0 lead here in game two of a six-game set. Now the 3-1. Beer trying to hold up on that sinking fastball. He went way around. 90-mile-an-hour pitch. Good pitch near the inside. Not sure if it was a strike, but Beer might have thought he had a chance to pull one. And then that went about two-thirds of the way around. 3-2. The crowd chanting, Beer! Beer! Big left-handed batter with an open stance. Here's the 3-2 on the way. Big curveball, and it stayed a little bit high. Ball four. That's a smart pitch, but he left it a little high. Up until then, with a full count, Howard had thrown Beer everything but that curveball. So it's not as a good idea, but he left it a little high. So that walk extends the inning. Runners at first and second with two outs for Kennedy, who struck out looking in his first at bat. Two on, two out. Righty on righty. Kennedy stands in. Takes a fastball outside. Ball one. It's 1-0. His real name is Clifton Lewis Kennedy. They call him Buddy. He'll be 24 in October. Millville, New Jersey. Same hometown as Mr. Mike Trout. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Buddy Kennedy. Fastball down the middle for a strike at 90. It's 1-1. He went to Millville Senior High School. And, boy, Kennedy did all right. He hit .493 as a senior. Diamondbacks grabbed him in the fifth round in 2017. He had committed to going to the University of North Carolina, but decided not to go. Fly ball to deep center. McDonald backing up, backing up, backing up. Mickey makes a one-handed catch as he approaches the warning track to the left of the 424 sign. That's a long out by Kennedy to complete the second inning. In the bottom of the second for Reno. No runs, two hits, no errors, two left at the end of two. Reno 4, the Aviators nothing.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Every Tuesday when the Las Vegas Aviators are home, we transform to the Reyes de Plata as part of baseball's Copa de la Diversión. Celebrate Hispanic heritage with incredible food, drinks, and entertainment. Purchase your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet.
Woo!
Buy new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Reno. I mentioned that Jeff Bain, the starter, been a reliever the entire year. So they pull him after two innings. He looked good. Two innings, no runs, two hits. No walks, and he struck out three. Left-hander Tyler Holton comes in to relieve him. He's on the 40-man roster of the Diamondbacks. Here's his pitch to catcher William Simonite. Pitch up and in at 85, 1-0. William hitting 214. Leading things off in the third. Here's the pitch. Fastball, foul back. One ball and one strike. Simonite caught last night's game, was 1-for-3. After Simonite, it's the top of the order, Mickey McDonald and Jordan Diaz. Tyler Holton, left-hander, is 6'2", 200 pounds. He's 26 years old. He's from Tallahassee originally. Ninth-round pick by the Diamondbacks in 2018. There's a ground ball to short, backhanded by Defoe, who fires on to first and gets Simonite on a 6-3 putout. One out, and Mickey McDonald is going to come up now. For Tyler Holton, and again, this is essentially going to be a bullpen day for both teams. Bain only went two. Now Holton's in there. The Aviators did not intend for tonight to be a bullpen day, but the rough outing for Koenig and Jared knocked out in the first inning. That's kind of the way it is. Running up to bunt on a drag bunt attempt is Mickey McDonald, but he missed it. Strike one, 0-1. Holton is 2-0 in 18 relief appearances since joining Reno, 3.29 ERA. 27 in the third innings, only 21 hits. Breaking ball, high pop fly, shallow right, Kennedy going out, Luplo coming in. Kennedy, the second baseman, makes the catch. And there are two outs in the Las Vegas third. McDonald now 1-for-2. Jordan Diaz comes up. Holton has walked 13 while striking out 29 and limited the opposition to just a 2.14 batting average collectively. So he's pitched very well. Diaz hit the ball hard on a pitch where Mickey McDonald was running in the first inning, but Buddy Kennedy made a nice play to stop the ground ball. The second baseman. Fastball bounces in. Ball one. It's 1-0. Holton returned to Reno just 2 days ago after being optioned by Arizona. Got into 10 games up there. His ERA was 3. He pitched well up there. Pitch high, 2-0. Made his big league debut this year in late April against St. Louis. And last year split time between AA Amarillo and here in AAA Reno. The 2-0 to Jordan Diaz. Up and in with that fastball. Ball 3. 3-0. Tyler Holton pitched collegiately at Florida State, graduated with a degree in sports management, and he manages a fastball that's high, ball four. So a four-pitch walk to Diaz. First walk for Holton. In fact, the first walk of the game for Reno pitching. And brings up Barrera, who struck out swinging in the first inning against Bain. We're in the top of the third. Reno with a 4-0 lead. And again, the Aviators, because of the fact that they don't have as much depth pitching-wise as they had a few days ago, they're going to have to try to ride the Brian Howard horse as far as they can. Fly ball to right. Luplow's there. He's got it. And Barrera, first ball swinging, skies out to right. And the Aviators are finished in the third. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left. And at the end of 2.5, Reno 4, the Aviators nothing.
So, about our summer road trip.
New York City.
Or the Grand Canyon.
Five-star hotels.
Or backpacking.
The spa.
Or how about...
Oh, never mind.
Wherever you go this summer, start with a great deal on a new Hyundai. It's your journey. Own every mile at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 2.99% APR for up to 48 months on select Hyundai vehicles. Test drive one today at your local Hyundai dealer. Visit buyhyundai.com to find the dealer nearest you. Offer ends 9/6/22. Call 1-562-314-4603 for complete offer details.
Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and the excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com.
Welcome to Mesquite.
Welcome to golf.
Dining.
Outdoor recreation.
Gaming. And fun.
All in one convenient location.
Plan your quick escape at visitmesquite.com.
STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. STN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and the latest lines on every game. STN Sports even lets you earn points for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to StationCasinoSports.com or sign up at any Station Casino, Wildfire, or the El Cortez. Details available at all sportsbooks.
Bottom of the third, Reno leading 4-0 thanks to a four-run first. And Brian Howard went to TCU, eighth-round pick by Oakland, and 5 years ago in the 2017 draft. On the mound, he's facing Jose Herrera. Fastball inside, ball one, a double leg straightener. Herrera's second at bat. The switch hitter batted right-handed against the southpaw starter Koenig in the first single and scored. Now he's batting left-handed against Howard, opening up the third. Here's the 1-0. Fastball swung on and missed, and he went down on one knee with a mighty uppercut. One ball and one strike. Again, the Aviators, part of the problem is, with that, I mentioned some of the call-ups, and Jorge Ruiz is another one recently called up, so that one less man in the bullpen available. Here's the 1-1. That's outside, an off-speed pitch, 2-1. Then you have the question of who's going to start tomorrow. I mean, there are some candidates, but nobody's been announced yet. There's a strike, 2-2. During his career, Miguel Romero has made some starts. And certainly Ty Dameron has. Parker Dunshee's another one. Here's the 2-2. We'll just see what they decide. But in the meantime, they've got to piece together the rest of this game, too. Here's the 2-2. Herrera hits a bounding ball to first. Right there to glove it is McKinnon, who momentarily lost his footing, but now he steadies himself and steps on the bag. One out. And a batter, Canzone. Canzone batted against Koenig in the first and single to right to knock in the third of four Reno runs in that first inning. Brian Howard, actually drafted by the Houston Astros in 2016 in the 17th round. But he chose to stay with the TCU Horned Frogs in hopes of capturing TCU's first College World Series championship. Pitches a swing and a miss, strike one on Canzone. Here's the strike one pitch to Canzone. One hopper to second, flagged in shallow right by Mondu, who throws him out. Two down. Boy, Canzone hit that ball hard, but that time the shift turned out to be a wise move for the Aviators. Mondu playing in shallow right, and it was a hard one hopper. Nate, playing about 10 feet back on the grass, gloved it and threw to McKinnon. It allowed out, two down in the Reno third inning, and the batter's Marolio. Marolio hit an opposite field RBI single in the first, and that knocked Koenig out of the game. Howard delivers. Slow curve, rolled to the right side. McKinnon picks it up and flips it to Howard at the bag in time. Good play by McKinnon, and he led Howard nicely with that belt-high toss. And with one pitch, chasing that first-pitch curveball, Marolio's out. So far, so good for Brian Howard. Two and a third, scoreless out of the bullpen. And he gets three ground outs here. We go to the fourth. Reno 4, the Aviators nothing.
When you're a member of America First Credit Union, the only house that matters to us is the one that you call home. And whether you're putting down new roots or making more room for your family to grow, we'll be there to help you nurture and care for the things you cherish most. Because the only home that matters to us is yours, truly. Learn more at AmericaFirst.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity lender.
Keep your energy going strong with FlexPay from NV Energy. FlexPay helps you flex your budgeting muscles with more ways to pay. Pay in advance or as you go. Pay down past due balances and choose the amounts and dates that work best for you. All without any deposits, credit checks, or late fees. So whether you want more flexibility or are just trying to manage your budget, FlexPay can help keep it in good shape. Learn more and sign up at nvenergy.com/FlexPay.
STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. STN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and the latest lines on every game. STN Sports even lets you earn points for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to StationCasinosports.com or sign up at any Station Casino, Wildfire, or the El Cortez. Details available at all sportsbooks.
Welcome back. We go to the fourth inning. Reno with a 4-0 lead over the Aviators. Aviators coming up with the middle of the order here. Matt Davidson, David McKinnon, and Nate Mondu. Aviators trying to drum up some offense. The last game of the Sugarland Series, they were limited to one run, losing 12-1, then the day off, the travel day here, then the opener yesterday, they only got one run, unearned, losing 5-1. This is a strike to Matt Davidson, 0-1, from left-handed reliever Tyler Holton in his second inning of work. Starter Jeff Bain went 2. Holton worked the third, allowed a walk and nothing else. Davidson struck out swinging against Bain in the first. Now he faces Holton. He tried to hold up on a low slider, and he went around. 0-2 on Matt Davidson with McKinnon waiting on deck. Tyler Holton comes from an athletic family. It's his sister who played volleyball at Gulf Coast Community College and Montevallo University, which is in Alabama. Davidson takes high. It's 1-2. His mom played college softball at Santa Fe Community College in Gainesville. Here's the 1-2 look now. Davidson waiting and the pitch. Breaking ball hammered to deep left field. Canzone's going to watch this one go, and get out of here. Whoa. Now, Matt Davidson was hungry with a capital H. He struck out 4 times yesterday. He struck out in the first inning against Jeff Bain, and he was down 0-2, and Holton made a mistake. He hung a breaking ball in the middle of the plate. The wrong guy to do that to. Davidson hits his 21st home run, and that thing was way out of here off left center toward the railroad tracks. Ball caromed high off that very hot, those very tall advertising signs out there, and went back on the field. That ball was hammered. And it's now 4-1, Reno, so the Aviators get their first run of the night. And McKinnon takes a strike, 0-1. McKinnon lined out hard to third baseman Camden Duzenak in the second against Bain, now facing left-hander Tyler Holton. Chopper foul by the third base dugout. 0-2 on David McKinnon. So Davidson goes deep against his old club. McKinnon waiting. Nate Mondu on deck. The left-hander Holton set the 0-2. That slider in the dirt. One ball and two strikes. Tyler Holton's father, Kelly Holton, wasn't a baseball coach, but he had a lot of insights to offer young Tyler. The 1-2. There's a fly ball to right center field. Fletcher and Luplo giving chase, and the center fielder Fletcher runs it down with a nice play toward the gap in right center where it's 424. That ball really carried. And that ball went at least 415 feet right there. That's a home run in a lot of places. Nice play by Fletcher to run that one down. It just kept carrying and carrying. So McKinnon has belted the ball twice, but it's the old hang with him. Nothing to show for it. Here's Mondu. One for one with a single. Fastball foul back. Strike one. 0-1. Top of the fourth. Reno leading 4-1. Anyway, Tyler Holton's dad, Kelly, would not allow his son, Tyler, to throw a curveball until he was in high school. He wanted to focus on keeping Tyler's arm healthy and teaching him to throw a fastball and then a changeup for strikes. Here's the pitch. Mondu swings and misses 0-2. And I don't know where Kelly Holton got that idea, but I can tell you this. A lot of veteran baseball people say that's the way to go. If you got a young pitcher that you're trying to bring along, pitches inside 1-2. Don't let them throw breaking stuff too early. Learn to throw the fastball, command it. Learn to throw a changeup, command it. And then when you get into your teens, all right, curveball, slider, all that good stuff. Here's the 1-2 to Nate Mondu. He hits a pop-up on the left side, the shortstop. Defoe fading out, wants it. He's got it, and there are two outs. Defoe thought there were three outs. He started to run toward the dugout. So the thing, the manager will forgive you as long as you make the catch. Two down, and here's Kevin Smith, who popped out to short facing starter Jeff Bain. Now he faces Tyler Holton. One of the ways that particular approach paid off for Tyler Holton as he progressed, his feel for pitching increased, and his ability to throw his changeup whenever he wanted became his signature attribute. There's a ground ball foul into the third base dugout. Strike one on Kevin Smith. He also did well in school. Lincoln High School in Tallahassee had a 4.1 GPA. And so he had a lot of options. A lot of colleges wanted him out of high school. There's a little flare back is short, reaching up to make the catch on the bill of his cap is Defoe, and this time he can go into the dugout. Smith, a soft liner to short, and the Aviators are finished in the fourth. They get one run on a long home run by Matt Davidson. One hit, no errors, no one left. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Reno 4, the Aviators 1.
The question I get all the time is, how much do your loans really cost? I mean, are they super expensive?
First of all, if you need a loan for a week, just a few days, a month, whatever, you only pay interest for the time you have the loan out. There are no other fees at all, and we do not compound our interest like some of the other online lending scammers.
Okay, I'm with you so far, but how much exactly?
Let's use a $1,000 loan as an example. The interest would cost you $5.50 a day, and if you need the loan for 10 days, the interest cost would be $55.
So a $100 loan for the same 10-day time frame would only cost $5.50 in interest?
Yes, sir, with no other fees at all, just interest for how long you keep the loan out. It's way cheaper than a bounce check, huh?
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center. We have over 50 locations, our contracts are crystal clear, and you always know exactly what you're getting into.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Annual percentage rate of 199.99%. For additional cost information, call 866-550-4352. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
fourth. Reno won the opener last night 5-1. They lead this one 4-1. Brian Howard's gone 2 1/3 scoreless innings in relief of starter Jared Koenig. Camden Duzenac shows bunt, lays a beautiful bunt up the third baseline, and it comes to a stop on the grass. A bunt single by the right-handed hitting third baseman Camden Duzenac on the first pitch of the bottom of the fourth inning. A textbook bunt single. Just a few feet fair, dying on the grass. He deadened it beautifully. Howard, Matt Davidson, neither one of them had a prayer on that one. Third hit off of Howard. Here's Fletcher, who is 2 for 2. 1 for 1 against Koenig, 1 for 1 against Howard. Fletcher was shaken up when he tried to steal third, and William Simonite threw him out. Now he's up again. Pitch is a strike on the inside corner. Off-speed breaking ball at 81 miles an hour. Fletcher is now at 3-0-4. Left-handed batter Duzenac at first. Taking his lead, McKinnon straddles a bag there. The tall righty Howard stretches. And a pitch. Fly ball to left. Moving back is Dalton Kelly, looking up and makes a one-handed catch and fires it back in. And Duzenac trots back to first. So they get Fletcher out on the fly ball. One on one out in the Reno fourth. And Wilmer Defoe's flied out. And then got a base hit. A pretty cheap one, but a base hit nonetheless. A crack bat pop-up behind second. Matt Davidson playing there because of the shift backed up, and the ball sailed over his head, landed on the grass. Nate Mondu picked it up and threw to second to try to force out Fletcher a little too late. It went in as a base hit. One on, one out. Howard turns and throws to first to keep Duzenac close. Duzenac does have 7 steals and 10 tries. A right-hander's throwing in the Reno bullpen. And we've known from the outset it was a bullpen day for them. That breaking ball down and in. 1-2 on Fletcher. Nobody throwing in the Aviator pen. 1-2. Defoe waiting. Duzenac off first. The stretch. Drive hit in the air to left. Kelly backing up on this ball. Now he waits and makes the catch. That's out number 2. So back-to-back putouts by Las Vegas left fielder Dalton Kelly. And balls hit by Fletcher and Defoe, both hit the opposite way. And now the number 3 hitter, Jordan Luplow, coming up now. Luplow, 2-run homer off of Koenig in the first and struck out looking at a beautiful pitch on the outside corner at 87 miles an hour against Howard in the third. 2 outs, Duzenac at first. Hash House to go scores 6th inning. Oklahoma City and Round Rock are tied at 5 in the Dell Diamond in Round Rock. Howard stretching and delivering to Luplow. There's a high fly ball down the right field line. Barrera angling toward the corner, and he's got it, and that does it. More scores later. Brian Howard gave up a leadoff bunt single and gets 3 flyouts, and the Aces are finishing the fourth. Another good outing so far by Howard. No runs, 1 hit. No errors and 1 left at the end of 4. Reno 4, the Aviators 1.
Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, in addition to having an excellent selection of certified pre-owned Land Rovers and Jaguars, we currently have a great selection of late model, low mile, used vehicles available for immediate delivery, many under factory warranty. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi, and this means that we have vehicles for virtually every budget and lifestyle. Visit us today at 6425 Roy Horn Way or online at jlrlv.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts is here to keep your car on the road with our free loaner tool program. Your local store has more than 80 specialty tools available to rent for your next repair. Refundable deposit required. Ask our professional parts people about the loaner tool program today at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The greatest city on earth is bouncing back. Thanks to the hard work of the brave men and women of Laborers Union Local 872, we never stopped the build. Our members are on job sites across the valley, working to ensure that Las Vegas keeps its place as the sports and entertainment capital of the world. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Thank you.
fourth inning at game two. Las Vegas trying to stir up the offense a little bit. It's been sluggish from the last few games. They trail here 4-1. And on this bullpen night for the Reno team, starter Jeff Bain went two. Tyler Holton went two, allowed one run earned on one hit, a very long home run by Matt Davidson. And one walk, no strikeouts for Tyler Holton. And the new pitcher, right-hander Edwin Uceta, U-C-E-T-A, on the Diamondbacks' 40-man roster. Dalton Kelly takes a fastball up and away from Uceta at 92 miles an hour, ball one. Uceta's 6 feet tall, only 155 pounds, at least that's what he's listed at, 24 years old from the Dominican. Dodger property last year, if the name rings a bell. Fastball foul back out of play. One ball and one strike on Edwin Uceta pitching to Kelly, who struck out swinging on a breaking ball that rode in on his hands in the second inning against starter Jeff Bain. Now he's facing Uceta, who's 5-1 in 22 games with a 4.5 ERA. Slow breaking ball clips the outside corner. Big jug handle curveball at 78 miles an hour, and it's 1-2 now. Uceta, 36 innings, 23 hits. Walked 21, struck out 46. Nobody on, nobody out. Fifth inning, 4-1 Reno. Kelly swings and misses, and down he goes. 88-mile-an-hour pitch veering away. Kelly out. One out for the catcher, William Simonite. Seventh inning as we continue with the Hash House of Go-Go scoreboard in Sugarland. Sugarland leading Albuquerque 8-6 now. Eighth inning, Salt Lake 3, El Paso 1 in El Paso. Fastball up and in, ball 1 to Simonite. Bottom of the second, Tacoma leads Sacramento 8-2 now. The 1-0. Simonite looks at ball 2. 2-0. William against reliever Tyler Holton in his first at-bat in the third, leading off, grounded out to short. Base is empty, one gone, fifth inning, 4-1 Reno. The 2-0 to Simonite. Pitch outside, 3-0. Mickey McDonald waits on deck. Major League scores also. We'll update that. We'll get to the Ted Weens trivia question shortly thereafter. Time called. I think something got on the field in right center, so Luplo, the right fielder, went over to get it. Now we're set to resume. The 3-0 to Simonite. He's taking, and it's inside. A four-pitch walk. The Las Vegas backup catcher, William Simonite. One on, one out for Mickey McDonald, who has singled and popped out and is 4-for-6 in this series. Major League scores. They're going to the 12th inning in Cincinnati. Cardinals and Reds tied at 2 on the Hash House of Go-Go scoreboard. Ninth inning, Red Sox lead at Minnesota, 6-5. Ninth inning, White Sox 4, Kansas City 1. In Anaheim, they're in the fifth inning. Yankees lead the Angels 2-0 behind Garrett Cole. There's a strike to Mickey McDonald, 0-1. Patrick Sandoval pitching for the Angels. Middle of the fourth, Phillies 4, Diamondbacks 0. Earlier, Houston beat the Texas Rangers 5-3. And a big swing and a miss by McDonald in the count 0-2. Who got the save for Houston? Former 51s pitcher from the Mets days, Rafael Montero. Milwaukee beat Pittsburgh 6-1. San Diego topped the Giants in San Francisco 5-4. McDonald pops one into shallow left, moving in his Canzone, the left fielder who was playing shallow. And that paid off because that ball was hit very shallow. Mickey's 1-for-3, two outs, with Simonite at first. And the batter is Diaz, who's grounded out sharply to second, and he has walked. Baltimore blank Cleveland 4-0. In 10 innings, Tampa beat the Marlins 2-1. Washington defeated the Oakland Athletics 5-1 as a righty gets up in the Vegas bullpen. Cubs beat Toronto 7-5. The Mets held on, beat the Dodgers 2-1. Jake DeGrom, the win. Seattle beat Detroit 5-3. Breaking ball is a strike. 0-1 on Jordan Diaz. And in Atlanta, the Braves got by the Rockies. Final score 3-2. Wright got the win. He's 17-5 now. Two outs with Simonite at first. Uceta facing Jordan Diaz. Then the 0-1. Fastball. High pop-up near the first base on deck circle. And it drifts back out of play. Takes a big kangaroo hop. Hits a bracing wire and drops down in the stands. Tyler Sear is the righty throwing in the Las Vegas bullpen. Fifth inning, 4-1 Reno. Simonite is first, his short lead. Two strikes on Jordan Diaz, who's hitting 362 in a little less than 2 weeks since he came up from Midland. There's the 0-2 stretch by Edwin Uceta and the pitch. That's down low at 88. One ball and two strikes now. On deck, Luis Barrera. The pitch. Slider, that's in the dirt also. Blocked there by Dominic Maroglio, and the count evens at 2-2. Set up from Villa Los Amasigos in the Dominican. In his big league debut with the Dodgers last year. Here's the 2-2. And Diaz chases a very high slider and strikes out. That pitch was up around his shoulders. Got him to chase it. In the fifth inning, the Aviators facing Edwin Uceta. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left. And at the end of 4.5, it is Reno 4 and Las Vegas 1.
Steiner, the Nevada Style Pub invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll to make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome brand of prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers, and Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders as we make history in Vegas. Steiner, the Nevada Style Pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
Loveseats, download the app to download Loveseats for all the best game seats, concerts, and more. Now buy seats, move seats, share the love. Loveseats, Loveseats, share the love. Loveseats, Loveseats.
Win prizes with Club Ride when you ride the bus, bike, carpool, walk, or work from home. Club Ride can help you find a better way to work that will save you time and money. Plus, Club Ride gives away hundreds of prizes every month for reporting your work or school trips. Sign up at ClubRideLV.com or download the Club Ride Rewards app and start scoring prizes today. Club Ride is a free service brought to you by the Regional Transportation Commission of Southern Nevada.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice-cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
All right! Hey, all right. Thank you, Jimmy. We're at the bottom of the fifth inning here in Reno. Reno resting on its laurels. They scored four runs in the very first inning, and it was very unusual to see Jared Koenig knocked out that early, but he did not survive the first inning. The good news for the Aviators, Brian Howard for the second consecutive time with an excellent relief outing. He had three hitless innings in his last outing against Sugarland a few days ago at Las Vegas Ballpark, and today he's pulled after 3 1/3, no runs, three hits, a walk, and a strikeout. Very good outing for Howard. The new pitcher, Tyler Shear, throws a 95-mile-an-hour fastball for a call strike to Seth Beer, who singled and scored on the first against Koenig and walked against Howard. The other thing about Howard, just to make sure that everybody understands how sharp he was in this game, there's a line drive in a right center, a base hit. Barrera goes over to cut it off, and Beer will hold with a long single. Barrera makes a strong throw in a second base to Matt Davidson. And as Beer gets that base hit, over the loudspeakers here, they play Homer Simpson saying, Beer. Oh! Here's Buddy Kennedy, struck out against Koenig, flat out to deep center against Brian Howard. But again, Howard, just to put the finishing touches on the conversation about Howard, he's charged with three hits, but really only one of them was a conventional full swing base hit. Swing and a miss by Kennedy, strike one, 96-mile-an-hour fastball. One of the hits was the bunt single by Duzenac, and the other was a weak pop fly by Defoe that fell in behind Davidson. It would have been a force out if Mondu had been able to pick the ball up cleanly. So Howard just, making the point, he just pitched very well. Fastball low, 1-1 on Kennedy. Base hit by Beer makes him 2-for-2. 10 hits for Reno. They lead 4-1 in the fifth. Here's the 1-1 to Buddy Kennedy. Fastball swing and a miss. Boy, he's just throwing some smoke. Here, that's a 1-2 count now. The fastball up and in at 96. He threw it right by him. Sears only made a few outings since he was picked up by Oakland from the Phillies organization. Made his big league debut very recently for the Phillies. Fastball up and in at 96 again. 2-2 on Buddy Kennedy. Sears, 6'3", 200 pounds, 29 years old from Fremont, California, Bay Area. Here's the pitch. 2-2, and it's in the dirt. Nice save by Simonite. Count goes full of 3-2. Sears went to Embry-Riddle University, Giants' 10th round pick in 2015. He spent much of last year at Sacramento in this league where he was 3-0 with a 4.91 ERA, working almost exclusively out of relief. He went to John F. Kennedy High School, just south of San Francisco, about 45 minutes. Here's the 3-2, and that fastball barely missed low. Ball four. That was a good pitch. And it barely missed. So Beer goes to second on the walk to Kennedy. Two on, nobody out. And the batter now is Jose Herrera, who against Koenig, batting right-handed. He singled and scored, and batting left-handed against Howard, he grounded out to first. The infield will play for two. Two on, nobody out for Reno. Bottom of the fifth, Reno leading 4-1. Sears, that's the same high school that produced Cal Stevenson, who was with the Aviators earlier and then called up. Stevenson also from Fremont. Ground ball fouled outside first. Strike one is the count. Sears initially pitched at Skyline College near home in 2014, then transferred to Embry-Riddle. Embry-Riddle is an aeronautical university. Spent 2 years there. Known for its aerospace engineering program. Also has a flight school, mechanical engineering and business degree in aviation. Pitch up and away, 1-1. And Embry-Riddle also has an NAIA title contending baseball program. It's went to Division II in recent years. The pitch is a little low. A fastball, 2-1 on Jose Herrera, who's hitting 306. Sear did not start lifting weights until his first year at Embry-Riddle, and soon he was on his first strength program and also a long toss program, and those things helped him. Pitch in the dirt, 3-1 now. By the time he reached the summer before his junior year, he was hitting the upper 90s in the radar gun and putting himself on the map, attracting attention from area scouts. Embry-Riddle is in Daytona, Florida, by the way. Pitch is high. Ball four. So Sear now is in trouble. Beer got the base hit. He barely missed on the 3-2 to Kennedy and walked him. And that pitch to Herrera was nowhere close. So the bases are now loaded with aces. Beer at third. Kennedy at second. Herrera is at first. Third base coach for Reno is the manager, Gil Velasquez. And the batter, Dominic Canzone. Simonite out there to speak to Sear. Major threat now. And the Aviators already down 4-1. And everyone knows, with as light as they've been on offense in recent games, they can't afford to fall too much further behind. Sears in his third game for Las Vegas since being picked up from the Phillies. Pitched twice against Sugarland, 2 2/3 innings along, 3 runs earned. Here's the pitch. Strike on the outside corner. Good slider at 86. Canzone single in a run against Koenig and grounded out hard to second baseman Nate Mondu when he faced Brian Howard. Bases loaded, nobody out for Reno. Bottom of the fifth, 4-1. Reno leading the 0-1. Slider swung on and missed. Pitch looked to be up and away, and he chased it. 0-2. Sear, spelling it C-Y-R, grew up an Oakland fan, also pulled for the Giants. Living in Fremont, East Bay City. Here now is the two-strike pitch to Canzone. A little tapper behind the plate foul. Another slider. Three sliders. All right around 87. course, Sear at this point is gunning for the strikeout. That's no secret. So he had several years in the Giants system. Then this past December, the Phillies signed him to a minor league deal. Spent much of the time at AAA Lehigh Valley. And Oakland claimed him off waivers a week ago today. Fastball on the inside corner, strike three call. Canzone caught looking. That's a big out for Sear and for the Aviators. The bases are loaded with one out now. And the right-handed hitting catcher, Dominic Maroglio, who has singled in a run and grounded out, is coming up. 4-1 Reno, fifth inning. Sear trying to work out of a major mess. Third Vegas pitcher, Koenig, Howard, and Sear. Infield looking for two. They're in at the corners. The pitch. High ball one. If the ball's hit to either Davidson at third or McKinnon at first, they're going to come home. Shortstop and second baseman Smith playing at double play depth. The righty throwing in the Avis, the Las Vegas bullpen. The 1-0 to Maroglio. In the dark, gets away from Simonite. Here comes Beer. The throw to the plate. He slides and he's out at home. Good play by Simonite and a good hustle effort by Tyler Sear. And Sear gets Beer. Two down on the play. Kennedy goes to third. Herrera goes to second. That was a close play. A very quick tag. And there are two outs. Beer, again, first baseman, has below average speed, and that helped the Aviators. The Simonite, boy, give Simonite credit. I mean, he raced to the backstop like his life depended on it. And Sear covered, and they got him. Two outs. The count is 2-0 on Maroglio. Second and third, two down. And the pitch. Fastball crackles in there for a strike at 96 miles an hour. 2-1. Kennedy at third. Herrera at second. Two outs, bottom of the fifth. 2-1, the pitch. Down and away, ball three. The count is 3-1 on Dominic Maroglio. On deck, the number nine hitter, Camden Dusenak. 3-1 is the count. Sear stretches, second and third, two down, the 3-1. Fastball right down the middle for a strike, and the count is 3-2 now. Sear trying to give his team a huge lift if he can work out of this. 3-2 count, the stretch, Sear from the belt and delivers. Fastball, line to Mondo, who makes a diving catch going to his left. Great play by Nate Mondo, who just saved two runs with a diving effort to his left. And as Sear walks off, he points his glove toward Mondo as if to say, thank you. That's huge. Bases loaded, nobody out. And Sear, with a little help from his friends like Simonite and Mondo, wriggles off the proverbial hook. No runs, one hit, two left. And at the end of five, Reno 4, the Aviators 1.
If you're ready to sell your car, AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. C, check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes, so you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
They say one great thing leads to another, and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
The greatest city on earth is bouncing back. Thanks to the hard work of the brave men and women of Laborers Union Local 872, we never stopped the build. Our members are on job sites across the valley, working to ensure that Las Vegas keeps its place as the sports and entertainment capital of the world. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Patrick. The Aviators trying to battle back. They go to the sixth inning, trailing 4-1. Edwin Uceta, second inning of work. He throws a breaking ball that spins in under the knees of Luis Barrera. Ball 1-1-0. Uceta worked the fifth. Struck out two, walked one. 3-4-5 for the Aviators here, starting with Barrera. And the fastball's a little outside, 2-0. Barrera has struck out and flied out against two different pitchers in this game, facing his third different pitcher now. Matt Davidson on deck, then David McKinnon, the 2-0. And it's down and in, 3-0. Four runs, 10 hits, no errors for Reno. Las Vegas, one run, three hits, no errors. But the Aviators just got a huge lift in the bottom of the fifth. Reno was threatening to break the game open. Bases loaded, nobody out, and the Aviators prevented them from scoring. Fastball strike, 3-1 on Barrera. Two key plays. Pitch getting away from Simonite to the backstop. Seth Beer trying to score. Simonite scrambling quickly to get the ball and throw to Sear covering. Pitch foul back, 3-2. And they got him out on a close play. And then with two outs and runners at second and third, Dominic Maroglio hit a line drive that looked like it was ticketed for right field. And second baseman Nate Mondu, a diving stop to his left to make a tremendous catch of the line drive and prevent two runs from scoring. There's ball four to Barrera. Second walk by Uceta. He's faced five men and walked two of them now. And here's Davidson. Davidson struck out in the first against Bain. Then in the fourth inning against the lefty Tyler Holton, he got an 0-2 breaking ball and pounded it over the fence in left center for his 21st home run. Matt hitting 305 with a team-high 21 home runs. Throw to first, Barrera back in standing up. Luis, seven steals in 10 tries. Davidson, 47 RBIs to go along with 21 home runs. And the pitch. Fastball, big swing and a miss, 94 miles an hour. Strike one, 0-1. So by getting out of that jam, Sear and the contributions by Simonite and Mondu, it keeps the Aviators in the game. Throw to first, back in there is Barrera. 0-1 on Matt Davidson. Aviators have somebody else throwing in the pen now. Here's the strike one pitch. Davidson swings and misses at another 94 mile an hour fastball. Again, that was up. That's been their strategy against Davidson. Get him to chase fastballs up. Oh and two. The stretch. Uceta delivers. His fastball swung on and missed. Strike three. Same thing. 94 mile an hour pitch up around the letters. He got him to chase it. So Davidson's 1-for-3 with a home run. One on, one out, three strikeouts for Uceta. And here's McKinnon, who's hit the ball hard twice. Against the starter Bain, he hit a bullet at Camden Dusenak at third base, managed to catch. Then he drove one about 415 feet to deep right center, run down by the center fielder Dominic Fletcher. Slider chased and missed, strike one on McKinnon. One on, one out in the top of the sixth. McKinnon 0-for-6 in the series. Although, again, he's barreled up on two balls on this night, just 0-for-2. Barrera off first, not a big lead. The 0-1 stretch in the pitch. McKinnon takes a fastball high at 93. One ball and one strike to count. McKinnon, the league leader in on-base percentage, standing in. Good numbers at Salt Lake, good numbers for Las Vegas. The 1-1. That one hit him. It was a breaking ball up and in. It looked like it clipped him on the upper part of his left arm on the way in. So Barrera goes to second. McKinnon safe at first. The catcher Maroglio caught the pitch, but it nicked him going in. Actually got him a little lower, more toward the elbow, as I'm seeing on the replay. So Barrera at second, McKinnon at first. Now Nate Mondu, representing the tying run, stands in 1-for-2. Sliders, high ball one. Nate singled against the starter Bain, popped out to short against Holton. Each of those pitchers went two. This is the second inning for Uceta. 4-1 Reno, top of the sixth. One out, Barrera at second, McKinnon at first. The 1-0. Mondu takes outside, a fastball at 92. It is 2-0. Mondu at 275. Nate standing in. Barrera leading away from second, looking around to see where the infielders are. McKinnon off first. And Mondu gets a fastball, fouls it back. 2-1. Nate backs out, tucks the two-tone bat under his left arm, adjusts the batting gloves. Got those snow-white shoes, taps his right foot with the bat, steps back in. 2-1 to count. Barrera walks off second. McKinnon off first with one out. Fastball, a called strike toward the inside corner, toward the knees. A borderline pitch. Strike two. 2-2 on Nate Mondu, who settles back in. Breeze blowing out to right. Here's the 2-2 stretch. Uceta delivers. Swing and a miss. Strike three. He got him to chase another high fastball. The Aviators hitters in general have had trouble with that pitch in this series. 2-2. Mondu 1-3. And here's Kevin Smith, who's popped to short and hit a soft liner to short, facing Uceta for the first time. And Smith chases a breaking ball, strike one, 80 miles an hour. Smith at 221. Standing in, 2-2 in the Las Vegas sixth. Reno on the strength of a 4-run first, leading 4-1. The 0-1 to Kevin Smith. That sinker's down and away at 88. 1-1 to count. I believe that's, I'll try to confirm it here. It looks like Jake LeMoyne. It is Jake LeMoyne throwing in the Las Vegas bullpen. Barrera leads off second, McKinnon off first for the Aviators. The 1-1 to Kevin Smith. Fastball, foul, back out of play. 1-2. Another pitch up around the letters at 93. It's a tough pitch to lay off, and it's a tough pitch to hit. Ball and two strikes on Smith. That riding fastball. The stretch by Uceta. Here's the 1-2. Slider bounced down the third baseline. Fair ball, grabbed by Duzenac, who hustles over and steps on third before Barrera can get there. And that force out spells the end of the Las Vegas sixth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. They leave two. We head to the bottom of the sixth inning. Reno 4, the Aviators 1.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
The sourdough star is back at Carl's Jr. Charbroiled beef on sourdough bread, so toasty and flat, like my singing voice.
It's back, so toasty and flat. Charbroiled beef is such a treat. Melty cheese, oh yes, please. 1,000 island dressing, you're impressing. And lots of bacon, if I'm not mistaken. The sourdough star.
Bite into it today at Carl's Jr. Feed your happy. Tax not included. Available for limited time at participating Carl's Jr. restaurants. Price may vary.
Sixth. Reno got four in the first. Aviators got one in the fourth on a Matt Davidson home run. And that's the score, bottom of the sixth. Tyler Sear wriggled off the hook with some good pitching by himself and some good defense by his teammates. The bottom line for Sear, one inning, no runs, one hit, two walks, one strikeout. Koenig, Howard, Sear, and now the man from Bridge City, Texas, Jake LeMoyne. Been up and down between the Aviators and the big club, Oakland, earlier this year. In 16 games for Vegas, Jake has a 2-0 record and a save. First pitch to Duzenac, foul back, strike 1-0-1. Breeze is shifted again, blowing straight in from left field. And Jake's ERA 6.86.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas.
Here we go. Nobody on, nobody out. Bottom of the sixth. LeMoyne ready with the 0-1. Duzenac takes a fastball high at 91. 1-1. Duzenac against Brian Howard, fly to center, then laid down a bunt single. 1-for-2. After him, leadoff man Dominic Fletcher, then in Wilmer Defoe. LeMoyne working in this series for the first time. The 1-1 as a chopper fouled outside there and a slider at 84. It's 1-2. Four runs, 10 hits, no errors for Reno. One run, 3 hits, no errors for Las Vegas in the bottom of the sixth. LeMoyne pitched twice at home in the Sugar Land series. In fact, he pitched 3 times on the homestand. Good outing against Sacramento, inning and 2/3 scoreless. Good outing against Sugar Land, inning and 2/3 hitless. Then he made a spot start against Sugar Land. There's a high pop-up and a shallow right toward the line. Barrera is there at the line now into foul ground to make the catch. The wind was pushing that ball toward the stands, blowing straight in from left. And Luis had just enough room to make the catch. That was a good pitch. LeMoyne threw a nice hard slider with good tilt on it. One out. One out, and here is Fletcher. Fletcher has singled and scored, singled and caught stealing, and flat out to left. He is 2-for-3. Jake LeMoyne, the bearded right-hander, set and delivers. Fastball, missing somewhere, good-looking pitch at ball one. One ball and no strikes. LeMoyne has never pitched in this ballpark this year. He did pitch twice against Reno the early part of this month, when they came to Las Vegas ballpark the first week of August. Fastball's outside 2-0. He had one outing where he was great, 2 hitless innings. Then 3 days later, they got 3 runs off of him in 1 inning. Cooper Hummel and Stone Garrett, neither of whom are still with the team, homered off of him. Ground ball to third. Right there's Davidson. He was playing in. He gloves, throws, and gets him. So LeMoyne gets Duzenac to foul out. He gets Fletcher to ground out to Matt Davidson. And now Matty will go to the first base side of second for the shift with Wilmer Defoe, who's flied out. Hit a little pop fly single and flied out again. Jake LeMoyne. Two outs, nobody on, bottom of the sixth. And Defoe settles in, hitting 271. Fastball up and away, ball one. One ball and no strikes on Defoe. Of course, as you look at throughout baseball, there are so many interesting human interest stories. And a lot of them stem from guys who came from humble beginnings. Defoe lines one, and it's caught by a leaping Mondu. Boy, I tell you what, Mondu, aside from the fact that he has a French last name, he may be Cirque du Soleil bound. He caught the line drive by Marolio with a great diving effort to his left to finish the fifth inning, which saved 2 runs. Now he went way high in the air to take a base hit again away from Defoe. 1-2-3 go the Aces in the sixth, and we go to the seventh inning, Reno 40, Aviators 1.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the most cash, talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Hey, Dad, when you're done cleaning that bathroom, I got a few other things for you to do.
Well, you know, son, I'll do whatever it takes for the team to get the job done.
Also, when you're finished, I need you to go through these tenant files and
Wait a minute. I know you're the boss. Look, change is inevitable, just like our real estate market. With the inventory of homes increasing, it is creating more opportunities for buyers.
Yeah, I would agree. Buyers are getting better prices, their closing costs paid for, and a ton more homes to choose from.
home. And with our seller programs like cash advances, doing all repairs, and buying distressed properties in 5 days, nobody, and I mean nobody, gets you top dollar like the Real Estate Guy. So call the number one real estate brand in Nevada.
The Real Estate Guys.
702-310-6683. That's 702-310-MOVE. Call for details. EXP Realty. License number 38886.
Talk to Aaron Taylor.
The Real Estate Guy.
Come on back to Reno in Dito. We are now going to the top half of the seventh inning. Reno with a bullpen day, and what they've done is they've used three pitchers. Each pitcher has gone two innings. Jeff Bain, the starter, went two. Tyler Holton, two. Edwin Uceta goes two, gives up no runs, no hits. Walk two, hit a batter, struck out four. Now the fourth pitcher, Taylor Widener, throws a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. Dalton Kelly, who is 0 for 2 with two strikeouts, fouls it away, strike one. Taylor Browning Widener out of the University of South Carolina. The New York Yankees drafted him in 2016 in the 12th round. He's from Aiken, South Carolina, 6 feet tall, 195, 27 years old. Kelly fouls another fastball back, 0-2. 4-1 Reno, top of the seventh. Widener has big league time. 2020, he got into a dozen games with the Diamondbacks, 0-1 with a 4.5 ERA in 20 innings. Then last year got into 23 games. 70 innings, 2-1 with a 4.35 ERA. So he's had respectable big league numbers. Fastball up and away, 1-2 on Dalton Kelly. William Simonite on deck, then the leadoff man, Mickey McDonald. Top of the seventh inning, 4-1 Reno. Widener's 1-2 to Kelly. Fastball lifted foul to the left. That's out of play, 94 miles an hour on the pitch, 1-2. Aiken, South Carolina. If you're a football fan, you might know that that's the hometown of William Refrigerator Perry. Widener majored in criminology at the University of South Carolina. Slider hit up the first baseline, foul. Nice diving effort by Beer to glove that ball, but it was a foul ball. 1-2. Now, here's a look. And the 1-2 to Dalton Kelly. Widener kicks and delivers. Fastball swung on and missed. Strike three. Tell you what, Reno's getting it done with fastballs 93 to 94 up. And several of the Aviators have fallen prey to that. Kelly has struck out three times. One out. And here's Simonite. Grounded a short and walked. Widener is 2-2 in 24 games. For Reno with an ERA of an even 6. 33 innings, 11 walks, 40 strikeouts. Giving up 5 home runs. Pitches ball 1 to Simonite. Everybody has their own way of decompressing. Taylor Widener has his way. Here's the 1-0. Simonite swings and misses. 1-1. Every offseason, he does a yearly retreat, packing his bags and heading off to a small sea island called Edisto, located within Charleston County in South Carolina. Next pitch, it's a ball and two strikes now on that slider. So after 9.5 months of lifting weights, working out, going over scouting reports, throwing pitches, he goes to a little subdued, quiet place so he can recharge and recover for the season ahead. The 1-2. Simonite chases a low outside breaking ball, and down he goes. Simonite 0 for 2 with a walk. Widener comes in, strikes out two, and here's McDonald. Mickey has single, popped out, and flied out. Widener has said parts of 2 years in the big leagues. Breaking ball low to Mickey McDonald. Ball one, it's 1-0. February of 2018, the Yankees, Tampa, and the Diamondbacks swung a three-way deal. Something you hear about every once in a while. Fastball foul back, 1-1 on Mickey McDonald. Arizona infielder Brandon Drury went to the Yankees. Tampa Bay outfielder Steven Souza Jr. and Widener went to Arizona. The Diamondbacks sent lefty Anthony Bonda and two players to be named to Tampa. And Tampa also got infielder Nick Solak. Pitches a strike to Mickey McDonald, 1-2. Well, he's been with the Diamondbacks ever since. Mickey, 1-for-3. Jordan Diaz on deck. Two outs, nobody on, top of the seventh, 4-1 Reno. And Widener's, 1-2. That's up and away with a fastball at 95. 2-2 on Mickey McDonald. Bain went 2. Tyler Holton went 2. Edwin Uceto went 2. Widener pitching here in the seventh inning. 2 balls and 2 strikes. And the right-hander turns on the rubber and delivers. Swung on and missed. Again. Again. A fastball well up above the belt at 93. And that's been a problem for the Aviators yesterday and today. Widener strikes out the side. We are in the stretch half of the seventh inning. And the score remains Reno 4, the Aviators 1.
So, Chuck, some people have the impression that payday loan companies suck. Why is that?
Because they do. Luckily, Dollar Loan Center is not a payday loan company. We're a short-term installment lender where you only pay interest for the time you have the loan out. No other fees, no surprises, and crystal clear contracts.
And how do the paycheck places work?
They cost way more, they don't lend as much, and you normally have to pay it back in 2 weeks no matter what. Look, if you have a payday loan, do yourself a favor. Come see us at Dollar Loan Center. Normally, we can save you up to half of what you're paying now and give you way longer to pay it back.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in minutes, even without a checking account. We have over 50 locations, and our friendly Dollar Loan Center staff are ready to help. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Finley Chevrolet is Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, buy new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Finley Chevy is a place to buy.
Home of the...
Snacks? Fuel? Ice-cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Austin, Texas native Sam Selman, tall left-hander, comes in to work the bottom of the seventh inning. Reno hasn't scored since the first because of excellent bullpen work and some fancy defense by the Aviators. But when Reno scored in the first, they scored 4, and the Aviators have only managed 1 run through 7 on the Matt Davidson home run in the fourth. Selman will try to keep it 4-1, and Jordan Luplo takes ball 1-0. Sam Selman played at Vanderbilt, time in the Angels and Giants organizations. High pop-up up the first base side. McKinnon, both feet on the dirt. He's got it. 1 out. Luplo had homered, struck out, and flat out previously. Now he pops out. 1 out for Seth Beer. Selman up and down a few times this year between AAA and Oakland. Sam is 2-0 with a 2.96 ERA for Las Vegas in 21 games before tonight, 27 and a third innings. Only 17 hits. The league is only hitting 175 against Sam. Beer has not been retired yet, at least not at the plate, swinging a miss, strike one. He has single and scored walk. Then against Tyler Sear in the fifth, he single, went to second on a walk, went to third on a walk, and then tried to score when a Sear pitch got away from William Simonite to the backstop. Fastball a little inside, 1-1. Simonite raced to the backstop, grabbed it, tossed it to Sear covering the plate, and tagged Beer out. And that was the beginning of Sear working out of a bases-loaded, nobody-out situation with no one scoring. There's a ground ball to first. McKinnon gobbles it up, hangs it in the air for Selman coming over. Selman has only thrown 4 pitches, and he's recorded 2 outs. That's a 3-1 putout. 2 quick outs in the Reno seventh. And Buddy Kennedy, who has struck out, flied out, and walked, coming up now. Selman went to St. Andrew's Episcopal School. He's 31 now. He'll be 32 in November. Kansas City drafted Sam 10 years ago. There's a ground ball pass to diving McKinnon in the right, a base hit. Kennedy on a first pitch fastball at 90. Rolled one. McKinnon, a nice effort to his right, couldn't quite get there. Kennedy has his first hit. The 11th hit, Barino. And the switch hitting DH, Jose Herrera, who is a catcher DHing in this game. Coming up, he has single and scored, grounded out and walked. Sam Selman. The pitch. Breaking ball, did he go? Apparently not. Ball one, checked up on a swing. Selman making his first appearance in this series. He pitched twice in a homestand. The last time he pitched 4 days ago was his roughest outing of the year. One inning against Sugar Land, allowed 4 runs earned on 2 hits and 2 walks. Fastball, that's a strike on the outside at 91. Selman seldom throws one harder than that. It was a good pitch right at the outside edge. 1-1 on Herrera. Bottom of the 7th, 4-1 Reno in game 2 of the series. Kennedy off first, held on by McKinnon. Breeze blowing across from left to right. The 1-1. Fastball down low at 90. It is 2-1. After signing with Kansas City, he got his size AAA Omaha and then signed a minor league deal with the Giants. Spent some time in Sacramento, big league time with the Giants, plenty of times. He pitched for the Giants. Last year, traded to the Angels. Slow breaking ball, swung on and tipped into Simonite Smith. 2-2 on Herrera. July 30th of last year, Sam was traded to the Angels by San Francisco along with Ivan Armstrong and Jose Marte for Tony Watson. And Oakland claimed him off waivers this past March. The 2-2. Fastball, swing and a miss, strike three. Well, this time it's a Reno Aces turn to swing at a high fastball above 90. And Sam Selman uses that to take care of Herrera. In the 7th inning for Reno, no runs, 1 hit, no errors, and 1 left. After 7 complete, Reno 4, the Aviators 1.
Las Vegas, it's Chevy Truck Month at Team Chevrolet. Team has a full lineup of new trucks and accessories, which means it's the perfect time to find your new truck and make it your own. Make your Silverado Boulder with a 6-step and a bed liner. Make your Colorado Rider with off-road lights. The choice is yours, and Team gives you a lot to choose. Get into Team Chevrolet and drive away with some incredible winning deals. Truck Month is revved up and ready to roll now at Team Chevrolet, US 95 and Ann Road. Find new roads. Team Chevrolet.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review-Journal 7-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
Owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
All right, move along to the 8th inning. Las Vegas trailing 4-1. The new pitcher for Reno as the parade of relievers continues. The 5th pitcher, righty Mitchell Stumpo. Taylor Widener goes 1. Perfect inning, and he struck out the side. Aviators have struck out 10 times tonight. Stumpo, 6'2", 205. 26 years old from Raleigh, North Carolina. And as we go to the 8th inning, he'll face the 2, 3, and 4 Aviators. Jordan Diaz, Luis Barrera, and Matt Davidson. Slider a little high, ball one. 1-0. Diaz grounded out hard to second, walked and struck out 0-2. Stumpo, wearing number 18, delivers. Slider swung on and missed. 1-1. Stumpo's in his 37th game, which is second on the team in appearances to Miguel Aguilar. He's got 39. 1-2 with a 4.46 ERA and 5 saves. Fastball off the glove of Maroglio at 95 miles an hour to the backstop. Two balls and a strike on Diaz. 34 and a third innings for Stumpo. Only 25 hits, four homers. He's walked 24. That's a lot of walks. But he's also struck out 39. The 2-1. Diaz hits a ground ball wide to third, right under Duzenac. Into left field it goes. And Canzone will bring it back in. We'll wait for a ruling on that. It looked like a makeable play from here. So, not sure which way they're going to go, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's an error. So the Aviators have a runner on with nobody out. Here's Barrera, who has struck out, flied out, and walked, coming up. And the pitch is ball one to Barrera. Fastball at 96. They put a hit up on the scoreboard, saying that the Aviators have eight hits after the ball hit by Diaz. Here's the 1-0. Barrera tried to check his swing on the appeal. Strike, says Tom Hanahan. 1-1, that breaking ball. His bat went pretty far around. 1-1 on Luis Barrera. The scoreboard is not always accurate when it comes to hits and errors. Fastball high, 2-1. Every once in a while, you'll find a scoreboard operator who does his own scoring, and you find out later the actual official scorekeeper didn't score it that way. But it does say that that ball was a hit. Barrera up with a 2-1 count. Stumpo's pitch, it's a slider, swung on and missed. It's 2-2. Matt Davidson on deck. So each team with a veritable parade of relievers. Another righty throwing in the Vegas pen. Breaking ball down and in to Luis Barrera, and the count fills up at 3-2. Well, with Davidson on deck and a runner on, this is a big pitch here to Barrera. 3-2. Here it comes. A little bounding ball fouled outside 30. Went to an 88-mile-an-hour cutter. And Luis did a good job of just getting a piece of that and fighting it off. 4-1 in favor of Reno. Top of the eighth inning. Diaz at first. Nobody out. 3-2 on Barrera. Again, Davidson represents the tying run on deck. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Down and in. Ball four. Barrera walks for the second consecutive at-bat. Now, representing the tying run with light tower power, Matt Davidson. Davidson has struck out, hit a long home run to account for the only Aviator to run so far. That was in the fourth inning off reliever Tyler Holton. And struck out again. The proverbial table is set for him. First and second, nobody out. Stumpo backs away from the rubber for a moment. Matt steps in the pitch. Fastball foul back. He challenged him at 96. And Matty put a big swing on it, fouled it straight back to the netting. One strike to count. Diaz at second, Barrera at first. Fastball swung on and missed. 0-2, 95 miles an hour. Don't bet against another fastball in the mid-90s, maybe a little higher, because that's what they've been doing to get most of the strikeouts. Diaz at second, Barrera at first. 0-2 on Davidson. The stretch. Stumpo ready to pitch. There's a ground ball to third, and Duzenac has it, throws to second for one. On to first, they turn the double play. That's big, very big for Reno. 1 minute, you have two on with nobody out. Now you've got two outs and one man on. Duzenac went to his left. He actually made a nice play, but it was a little bit of a tricky hop. Got it to Kennedy, who got it to Beer. 5-4-3 double play. They did give Diaz a base hit on that ball that got by Duzenac. Diaz is now at third, and Diaz is 1-for-3 with a walk. Two outs. Here's McKinnon, lined out, flied out, and hit by a pitch. Slider swung on and missed. Strike one. 4-1 Reno, top of the eighth. If McKinnon reaches, it'll be Mondu next. And Stumpo with the 0-1. That slider down low, grabbed by Maroglio. 1-1. Ted Wiens trivia. Who were the first two pitchers in Major League history to strike out 18 in a game? Both are in the Hall of Fame. A right-hander from the American League from the 30s, a left-hander in the National League in the late 50s. Who were they? McKinnon tried to hold up on a slider. They appeal. Strike at first, says Mark Stewart. Boy, I tell you what, that one easily could have gone either way. McKinnon, the body language would suggest that he was not happy at all. 1-2. Diaz at third, two down, eighth inning. Stumpo check signs with Maroglio. Off third base is Diaz, the 1-2. He goes after a slider, chops it foul in front of the plate. Still one ball and two strikes. McKinnon looking for his first hit of the series. Absolutely one of the best hitters in the league. 3.23, his aggregate average. 1-2. Stumpo stares in at Maroglio. Diaz down the line from third. Here's the 1-2 again. Again, a cutter down at 90 around the ankles, taken for ball two. Two balls and two strikes on David McKinnon. Maroglio puts the fingers down. McKinnon waiting on the 2-2. Here it is. Slider down and away. Again, McKinnon's got that good eye. A tremendous on-base percentage, as we mentioned before. A 4.25 entering this game. 3-2 on David McKinnon. Stumpo throws that hard cutter in the upper 80s, but he lead off the last two. Here's the pitch. Here it is again, fouled at the plate, and Maroglio couldn't quite hang on to it. Boy, McKinnon, that was another 89-mile-an-hour cutter, and McKinnon got a tiny bit of it to hang in there. It hit the bottom of Maroglio's glove. They couldn't quite hang on. 3-2 with two outs. Diaz off third. Stumpo out of a stretch, the pitch to McKinnon. Fastball, low, ball four. Another good at-bat. And another reason why McKinnon leads the league in on-base percentage. That's an excellent at-bat for McKinnon. Now the tying run comes to the plate in Nate Mondu, who is 1-for-3 with a single, has also popped out and struck out. A righty's up in the Reno pen. The Aviators have a right-hander going. Can't see from here. It might be Brent Honeywell. First and third, two down. Top of the eighth, the pitch. Fastball up and away. Not close. Straightening up the catcher, Maroglio. Ball one. Third baseman Duzenak in tight near the edge of the infield grass. Over to first, Beer is holding on McKinnon. Diaz at third. McKinnon at first. Two outs. Top of the eighth. 4-1 Reno. Stumpo stretches and delivers. And Mondu looks at a strike. Fastball in the inside half at 95. Good pitch. 1-1. Nate, 274 average. 50 RBIs. Diaz down the line from third. McKinnon a cautious lead at first, the 1-1. Fastball in there again. Strike two. It's 1-2. One ball and two strikes. Last two fastballs in the mid-90s near the inside corner. Now the stretch, the 1-2 pitch. And there's a cutter, a called third strike, and the inning is over. Got to give Stumpo credit. He threw two inside corner fastballs to get ahead. Through a backdoor slider that was a high strike, but it was a strike. And the Aviators are turned away again. No runs, one hit. They leave two. The double play key in that inning. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It is Reno 4, the Aviators 1.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review Journal 7-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the valley and all along the strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, You'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Red Rock Resort and Casino is your Las Vegas Aviators pregame and postgame hangout destination. With a 16-screen movie theater, a 72-lane bowling center, and many award-winning restaurants and bars, you'll find something for everyone to enjoy. Located conveniently next to the Las Vegas ballpark, there's no better place to continue the fun. Red Rock Resort and Casino, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Reno hasn't scored since the first, but they got four in the first when they knocked out Jared Koenig. The Aviators only have one run. They only scored once last night. There's a home run in the fourth by Matt Davidson, but has just left two men on in the eighth inning. And now Brent Honeywell, who threw a scoreless inning last night, they wanted to pitch an inning here. Sam Selman goes an inning, no runs, one hit, one strikeout. The best thing about the Aviators' performance, the bullpen. Both yesterday, Kolarik, Honeywell, and Aaron Brown. Scoreless two and a third in relief for Colin Wiles. Here's Canzone. Fastball strike on the inside corner, 0-1. And tonight, Brian Howard, Tyler Sear, Jake LeMoyne, and Sam Selman have combined for six and a third shutout innings, but the Aviators are down by three. Canzone bunts one up the first baseline. Honeywell picks it up and throws to first to get his man. Good play by Honeywell. Simonite was coming out from behind the dish, but Honeywell showed good reaction to hustle over and pick up that ball. Good bunt by Canzone, actually, but Honeywell, good reaction and made the play. One out from Aurelio. Single and a run, grounded out and lined out on a tremendous diving effort by Nate Mondu, which saved two runs. Honeywell pitched the seventh inning last night. There's a pitch for ball one. Fastball 93 to 95, slider in the mid-80s. He struck out Jake Hager, who's not in the lineup. Giancarlo Cintron has been coaching first base most of this game single, and he got Fletcher to hit into a double play. The pitch, fastball, big chopper foul outside third. It is a 1-1 count on Dominic Maroglio. Four runs, 11 hits, no errors for Reno. Las Vegas 1-4-0. Talked about Honeywell before. And from Georgia, Tommy John surgery, then a broken bone in his arm. There's a slider swung on and missed, 1-2. Highly regarded prospect in the Tampa system, now trying to make his way back in the Oakland organization. He's on Major League rehab. Koenig, Howard, Sear, LeMoyne, Selman, and now Honeywell. The righty's up on the Reno pen. One ball and two strikes on Maroglio. Bidding 257. Here's the pitch. Fastball. Pop foul drifting right back toward us. Simonite's out of room. The ball lands in about the third row. And a youngster went for it. His dad picked it up. And his dad dropped it. And a guy with a kind of a ZZ Topish beard picked it up and gave it to the kid. Nice. 1-2. Base is empty. One out. Here's the 1-2 to Maroglio. Slider. A little dunker in the shallow right. It's going to plop in there for a base hit. Actually, a really good pitch by Honeywell. And Maroglio just reached out on that 83-mile-an-hour slider and poked it out there for a base hit. He's got two hits. So a little flare. And here's Duzenac, flied out, had a bunt single and fouled out against Jake LeMoyne to right fielder Luis Pereira. 12 hits for the Reno Aces. Bottom of the eighth, 4-1 Reno. It's rare for any reliever with the Aviators to go back-to-back days, but, you know, that Honeywell's on a preset program through the inning yesterday, only threw a few pitches. Fastball right down the middle. I don't know, maybe it was low. Ball one to Duzenac. Duzenac at 247. Maroglio at first, one out, bottom of the eighth. Honeywell wearing 57 has the sign from Simonite, and the 1-0 pitch. Slider checked up on a swing. The appeal, nope, no swing. Ball two, 2-0. When the Aviators bat in the ninth for the last chance, it'll be the bottom three scheduled to hit. Smith, Kelly, and Simonite. Here's the 2-0. Nope, off the rubber is Honeywell. Now back on, stretching. Duzenek waits on the 2-0. Here it comes. High foul, left field side, hooking over in the corner, and waiting for it is Kelly, but the ball just goes back out of play. The wind was trying to keep that ball in play, and it almost did. Kelly went all as far as he could, but it's a foul ball. 2-1. You're looking to the bench for possible pinch hitters available. Vince Fernandez, Billy McKinney, Bo Taylor. 2-1. Honeywell set the 2-1 to Duzenak. Fastball up and in at 93. Ball three, 3-1. One on, one out, bottom of the eighth. Honeywell has a look up at that big scoreboard in left field. Dominic Fletcher with a weighted bat in the third base on deck circle. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Slider, strike on the inside. Good pitch, 3-2. Ted Weens trivia, who were the first two pitchers in the major leagues to strike out 18 men in one game. First guy to do it was Bob Feller in 1938, barely out of his teens. Then in 1959, Sandy Koufax struck out 18, which was a new National League record and tied Feller for the all-time record. There you go, Ted Weens trivia. 3-2 pitch, the runner goes. The pitch is ball four inside. So Maroglio was running on the pitch, but he's at second base on the walk. Two on with one out, and here's Fletcher. Orino's last chance to get some more insurance. They already lead 4-1. They haven't scored since the first. Nobody throwing in the Vegas pen. They want Honeywell to finish the inning. Fletcher has singled and scored. Singled and was thrown out trying to steal third by Simonite. Flied out, and then grounded out to third when he faced LeMoyne. He's 2-for-4. Two on, one out. Honeywell, look at second. Here's the pitch. Slider, line down the right field line, foul. Slider in the middle of the plate at 84. He put a good swing on it and lined it just foul. Strike one. 0-1. Infield looking for two. DeMatt Davidson at third is in. He's a step back from the infield grass. The strike one to Fletcher. Hitting 302. Low slider swung on and missed 0-2. 85 miles an hour. Whoever was throwing in the Reno pen, I did not get that number, has stopped. There's no action now. 0-2 on Fletcher. Maroglio at second, Duzenak at first. Honeywell set, and the 0-2. Fastball, little inside at 93. One ball and two strikes. It moved Fletcher back away from the plate. Part of the purpose of that pitch, 1-2. Simonite flashing a sign. The stretch by Honeywell. He looks at second, comes to his hitter. Fastball. Lifted down the left field line, slicing in the corner, and that is a foul ball by about 5 feet. Kelly over to grab it and toss it back into the seats. 1-2 still, 93-mile-an-hour fastball, and Fletcher was just a little late on it. Fletcher faced Honeywell last night and grounded into an inning-ending double play. So now the rematch, 1-2 to count. 6:35 start tomorrow for Game 3. Reno will go with one of the really bright young prospects in the Arizona system, Brandon Fought, 3-0 with a 2.03 ERA. Again, the Aviators have not announced their starter for tomorrow yet. 1-2. Maroglio at second. Duzenak is at first. Honeywell a long check of Simonite. Now stretches. Hands together at the belt. The pitch. There's a hard slider. A one-hopper foul into the Aviator dugout first base way. 1-2 it remains. There's several people who could close games for Reno. One of them is former Aviator J.B. Wendelken. He's in the Reno bullpen these days. Here's the 1-2 to Fletcher. High pop fly, shallow left center. Kelly, McDonald, and Smith. And it's going to be the left fielder Kelly to make the call and make the catch for out number two. And here's Defoe. Defoe against Jared Koenig flied out. Against Howard, hit a pop-up that fell in for a single and flied out to left. And against LeMoyne, hit a line drive and was robbed on a leaping catch by Nate Mondu, who's made two great plays defensively in this game. 4-1 Reno in the eighth with two on and two out. Defoe opened the night at 270. Seven homers, 43 batted in. Honeywell stretches. And his pitch. There's a ground ball to the right side. Moving over to pick it up is Smith. He flips it to McKinnon. That's a 6-3 putout. And Honeywell works out of it. In the eighth inning for Reno. No runs. One hit. No errors. Two left. Aviators bullpen shining in this game. But as we go to the ninth inning, Reno leads it 4-1.
The Las Vegas Aviators are landing in your ears on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLB Las Vegas.
Chevy trucks are known for their legendary dependability and capability. And right now is the right time to find your next Chevy truck. It's time to forge ahead with Chevy Silverado. It's time to take on new challenges. And it's time to take it to the next level. It's the perfect time to do more in your next Chevy truck. See the Fairway Truck Megastore.
At PowerShift by NV Energy, we offer the best ways to save energy and money. And there's no better way to save both than with the PowerShift bundle. In just one easy appointment at your home, you get a total of three PowerShift services. We'll install a free smart thermostat, give you a free home assessment with tips to save even more energy, and give you energy-saving items like LED bulbs and air filters for free. Request your bundle today at nvenergy.com/powershift.
Steiner, the new out-of-style pub invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll to make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome brand of prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers, and Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders as we make history in Vegas. Steiner, the Nevada-style pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
Here we go. Last chance for Las Vegas. They lost last night in the opener here in Reno. 5-1 to push them 8 games back in Reno. And if they lose this game, they'll be a season high 9 games back. So the aforementioned J.B. Wendelken comes in to try to close it out against his old team. Mitchell Stumpo goes one inning, no runs, a hit, two walks and a strikeout. Been Bain, Holton, Husetta, Widener, Stumpo, and now J.B. Wendelken, the native Georgian. Big man, 6'1", 242. He's from Savannah. Kevin Smith leads off. Fastball swinging a miss at 95. Strike one. Kevin has popped out, lined out, and hit into a force play. Dalton Kelly's on deck. William Simonite after that. J.B. Wendelken, drafted 10 years ago by the Red Sox. Played at Middle Georgia State. Fastball, big chopper to the left side. It's going to go into left field. A base hit for Smith. Defoe went hard to his right, but even if he'd grabbed that ball from the hole at short, he would not have had a play on Smith. So Smith bounces one through the left side. It's just the fifth hit for the Aviators. Dalton Kelly has struck out all three times in this game as he comes up now. JB made his big league debut at Oakland a few years ago. Pitch fouled off to the left out of play. Strike one, 0-1. So he's had a 6-year big league career on and off with Oakland and the Arizona Diamondbacks. Altogether, 10-6 record of the big leagues with an ERA of an even 4. One strike on Kelly. The stretch. Wendelken throws. Sliders outside at 85. 1-1. For Reno this year, Wendelken is 4-0 with a 4.40 ERA in 11 games. One save, two blown saves. This is a save opportunity. 14 in the third inning, 7 walks, 20 strikeouts. The 1-1 fastball swung on and missed at 94. It's 1-2. Wendelken has not given up a home run for Reno yet in 14 in the third inning. Smith at first, nobody out. Simonite is out on deck. Wendelken, hard-throwing big right-hander, has the sign from Aurelio. The 1-2 to Dalton Kelly. Fastball hit high in the air to deep left. Canzone going back. He's at the warning track and makes the catch one step in front of the wall. Kelly obviously looking for a fastball. Got one at 95 on the outer half and hit it pretty deep. But the catch was made just in front of the wall by Canzone. One out. Simonite is being called back. And they want Vince Fernandez to pinch hit instead. Simonite tonight grounded out, walked, and struck out. The Aviators' backup catcher. Fernandez is appearing for the first time in the series. He did not appear in the opener yesterday. Last time he played was in the Sugarland series at Las Vegas Ballpark. He was 3-for-10 in that series. One on, one out, ninth inning. Fastball, line drive in the center, a base hit for Fernandez. Fletcher picks it up. Smith will hold at second base. And the first pitch fastball at 94 was whacked into center by Vince Fernandez, who came in at 265. So for the second consecutive inning and the third time in the last four innings, the Aviators bring the tying run to the plate. In the sixth, they had two on, one out. Mondu struck out, and Smith hit into a force play. In the eighth inning, they had two on with nobody out. And Davidson hit into a double play. McKinnon walked, and Mondu struck out looking. Now they got two on with one out. And here is Mickey McDonald, 1-for-4. The pitch from Wendelken. Slider, roll foul behind the plate near the third base on deck area. Strike one, 0-1. Smith at second. Fernandez with his pinch hit single at first. Mickey McDonald represents the tying run. Mickey at 276. 4-for-8 in this series. Struck out in the seventh on a fastball from Widener last time up. 0-1 the count. Last year, Wendelken was 2-1 in the big leagues of the Arizona with a 5.28 ERA. Two on, one out. The 0-1 to Mickey McDonald. Fastball low at 96. One ball and one strike. He's been with the Reno Aces since July 12th when he was outrighted here by Arizona. Wendelken. Time is called. The catcher, Morolio, walking over to the third base dugout. And one of his teammates hands him something and can't see what it is from here. In the inning, Smith, a ground ball single left. Kelly hit one to deep left, and Canzone had just enough room in front of the wall to make the catch. And Fernandez was summoned off the bench by Fran Reardon to pinch hit for Simonite and promptly hit a line drive single. All right, now everybody's reset and ready to go. Wendelken nods yes. McDonald waiting, two on, one out, 4-1 Reno, ninth inning. There's a check swing ground to the right side charge by Kennedy, who picks it up and shovels to first in time to get McDonald by a step. Mickey, an excuse-me roller. Two outs. Smith goes to third, and the Aviators are down to the last out on the check swing ground out. It's up to Jordan Diaz. Diaz has grounded out hard to second, walked, struck out, and against Stumpo, hit a ground ball that eluded third baseman Duzenak and was scored a hit. So, Fernandez at second, Smith at third. Diaz, the potential tying run. Fastball, strike at the knees. 95, 0-1. Diaz represents the tying run. He also represents the final hope for Las Vegas. Luis Barrera on deck. Second and third, two down, ninth inning. Reno leading 4-1. Wendelken sent with the 0-1 to Jordan Diaz. Here it is. Fastball hit high and deep down the right field side, slicing foul and out of play. A little late in that 95-mile-an-hour pitch. That ball had a lot of distance, but it went foul. 0-2. Smith at third. Fernandez at second. Two outs, ninth inning. Aviators down to the last strike. Diaz at 367, since coming up from Midland. 1-for-3 in this game. Second and third, two down. Wendelkin's 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball. High. He went to a conventional curveball, which Wendelkin doesn't throw that much, at 81 miles an hour. He took it high. 1-2 on Diaz. Outfield, medium depth, shading him the opposite way. The infield well spread out in a conventional alignment. Here's the 1-2 stretch and the pitch. Fastball, line to right. Luplo racing toward the line, and he makes a running one-handed catch, and that's how the game ends. Fine play by Jordan Luplo. Otherwise, that is a two-run double, and Barrero would have been coming up with a tying run in scoring position, but it was not to be. Reno hangs on for a 4-1 win. All of the totals for you next after this.
America First Credit Union was founded with the dream of helping our members pursue theirs. So no matter what your goals are, how impossible your hopes seem, how out of reach your wishes feel, together we'll craft a plan to help you realize them. That's what being a member is all about. Because the most important dreams are yours, truly. Federally insured by NCUA.
Talk about a signature play. Check out the hold and spin action on these player favorites from Aristocrat Gaming. You only see that kind of play with the Aristocrat team. Look for Lightning Link, Dragon Link, and Buffalo Link slots by Aristocrat Gaming for hot, progressive jackpot action and exciting hold and spin play. Aristocrat, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Gambling problem? Please contact the U.S. National Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-522-4700. New Jersey at 1-800-GAMBLER. New York at 877-8-HOPENY or text HOPENY 46769 for 21 and older.
Family owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
At Findlay Toyota, we know how to make things easy. Our friendly and knowledgeable team will guide you every step of the way.
We make it easy to sell you a car.
And when it comes time to service your vehicle, our advisory team will make sure your visit is a breeze.
We make it easy to service your car.
Easy peasy. And of course, our maintenance team will ensure your vehicle is in tip-top condition and keep you on the go.
We make it easy to maintain your car.
At Findlay Toyota, it's our people that make it easy to purchase and service your vehicle.
In the front, we'll take out that tree, install a new fence.
You're gonna call 811, right?
Isn't that just for excavators?
No, dude. Calling 811 is for excavators, homeowners, contractors, anyone. Natural gas lines and other utilities can be buried anywhere. Call 811 two working days before any digging project to get all underground lines marked for free.
Thanks, deep-voiced narrator.
You're welcome, dude. Brought to you by Southwest Gas.
When you're a member of America First Credit Union, the only house that matters to us is the one that you call home. And whether you're putting down new roots or making more room for your family to grow, we'll be there to help you nurture and care for the things you cherish most. Because the only home that matters to us is yours, truly. Learn more at AmericaFirst.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal Housing Opportunity Lender.
Have a tough time on offense, and that was the bad news, and the good news is the bullpen did a great job. That was the case last night. That was the case tonight. But unfortunately for the Aviators, they still have managed to win only 5 times out of 20 games head-to-head with Reno. And they dropped it last night 5-1. They lose this one 4-1, and unfortunately for the Aviators, this marks the third consecutive game where they scored only one run. Last game against Sugarland, last night here, and then tonight. For the Aces to win, they get win number 70, and they push the Aviators a season-high 9 games back in the West with 4 games left in this particular series. Reno is 70-55. They get 4 runs on 12 hits and no errors, leaving 10 men on base. The Las Vegas Aviators are now 61-64, three games under for the first time in 2022. They end up with a run on six hits, no errors, also leaving 10 on base. The winning pitcher, the official scorekeeper, has given it to Edwin Uceta, the former Dodger. He's 6-1. J.B. Wendelken, his second save. The loss to Jared Koenig, 5-6 on the year. There were two home runs hit, one on each side. Jordan Luplo hit one for the Reno Aces. That was a two-run home run and the centerpiece of that four-run rally in the first inning. Luplo's first of the year. He just came back from the big leagues. And Matt Davidson hit his 21st of the year to account for the Aviator run in the fourth inning. 3,074 paid to see it. 2 hours, 35 minutes on the time. And on the Hash House of Go-Go postgame show, we'll recap it and update you on the scores coming up after this.
In the front, we'll take out that tree, install a new fence.
You're gonna call 811, right?
Isn't that just for excavators?
No, dude. Calling 811 is for excavators, homeowners, contractors, anyone. Natural gas lines and other utilities can be buried anywhere. Call 811 two working days before any digging project to get all underground lines marked for free.
Thanks, deep-voiced narrator.
You're welcome, dude. Brought to you by Southwest Gas.
Save up to $1,000 on select Serta, Sealy Beauty Rest, and Purple mattresses. And get up to a $300 free gift at the Best Mattress Labor Day Sale. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. Experience the amazing new advances in mattresses. More support, regulated temperature, targeted pressure relief, even help with snoring. Plus, get a free gas card up to $150 on select Perfect Sleeper and Beauty Rest mattresses. We've got quick delivery and easy financing too. Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends. See store for details.
The sourdough star is back at Carl's Jr. Charbroiled beef on sourdough bread, so toasty and flat, like my singing voice.
It's back, so toasty and flat. Charbroiled beef is such a treat. Melty cheese, oh yes, please. 1,000 Island dressing, you're impressing. And lots of bacon, if I'm not mistaken. The sourdough star.
Bite into it today at Carl's Jr. Feeds your happy. Tax not included. Available for limited time at participating Carl's Jr. restaurants. Price may vary.
After 150 professional baseball games, it all comes down to this. The AAA Triple Championship Weekend at the Las Vegas Ballpark. On Friday, September 30th, the two top teams in the Pacific Coast League will battle it out in the PCL Championship Game. On Saturday, October 1st, it's the International League Championship Game. Then, the two league champions will meet for the AAA National Championship on Sunday, October 2nd. Get your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Beaten the Aviators 10 straight times in head-to-head matchups and 15 out of 20 overall. So the Aviators will try to get things turned around tomorrow, but tonight Reno scored all four of their runs in the first inning. A rare poor start for Jared Koenig. He's always gone at least four innings in all of his previous outings, 17 of them, 15 of them starts before this one. And he's averaged approximately six innings per start. But this time, he allowed four in the first inning on six hits, including three hits in a row, and he was pulled. And the Aviators were quickly down 4-0, a hole that they never did dig out of. The pluses for the Aviators, the outstanding bullpen work. Brian Howard did the most of the heavy lifting, three in the third innings. Tyler Sear, Jake LeMoyne, Sam Selman, and Brent Honeywell chipped in with an inning apiece, and if you added up, seven and a third shutout innings in Reno against a good-hitting Reno offense. But the Aviators could not manage much offense of their own. They had a solo home run by Matt Davidson in the fourth inning that accounted for all the scoring. Aviators did hit into some tough luck. They had a lot of hard balls that were hit that were caught, but they had two on, one out in the sixth and didn't score. They had two on, nobody out in the eighth and didn't score. And they had two on and one out in the ninth and didn't score. The game ended when Jordan Diaz lined one down the right field. It looked like it might land for extra bases and knock in two runs. But right fielder Jordan Luplo went racing over toward the line on the dead run. And Luplo, who had not had a putout the entire game, made a running one-handed catch just inside the foul line. And that's how the game ended. A tough ending for the Las Vegas Aviators. After this timeout, we'll check the scores and get you updated right after this.
Greetings, mortals. I am Poinsettia, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
O'Reilly.
Trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to recommend the best products for your car. Like 5 quarts of Mobil 1 Full Synthetic, now just $33.95, plus earn double O rewards points. Extend the life of your vehicle, improve performance, and protect your engine against sludge and wear with Mobil 1 Full Synthetic at O'Reilly Auto Parts and O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Somewhere at a house party, a game of beer pong ends in victory.
You're done, son!
The loser takes another hit of weed and staggers towards the door.
You okay, man?
Dude, I've never even been pulled over.
Yet.
Who asked you? I don't even have a speeding ticket.
Yet.
Come on, it's not that serious.
Yet.
Ooh, ouch, man.
Bad things haven't happened yet. Always drive sober. Paid for by the Nevada Departments of Public Safety and Transportation.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
Welcome back. We'll check the scores now. The Hash House of Go-Go scoreboard in the Pacific Coast League. Salt Lake defeated El Paso in El Paso by a score 3-1. Sugarland knocked off Albuquerque. That was an 8-6 final. Round Rock is now 4.5 out of first place in the East by beating first place Oklahoma City by a score of 7-6. And in Tacoma, they're in the sixth inning of a slugfest, to be sure. Tacoma led 10-2 in that game, and now in the sixth inning, they lead 11-10. Oh, that was one of those PCL classics, which is played tonight in Tacoma's Cheney Stadium, which traditionally is not that kind of ballpark. It's one of the more fair ballparks you'll find. Major Leagues in the seventh inning, Phillies leading in Arizona over the Diamondbacks 11-1. Houston beat Texas 5-3. Brewers beat the Pirates 6-1. San Diego edged the Giants 5-4. Baltimore shut out Cleveland 4-0. In 13 innings, St. Louis beat the Reds 5-3. In 10, it was Tampa 2 and the Marlins 1. Washington defeated the Oakland Athletics in the nation's capital 5-1. Cubs beat Toronto 7-5. Mets got by the Dodgers 2-1. It was Seattle 5 and Detroit 3. And former Las Vegas 51 and native Las Vegan Paul Sewald got a 17th save for the Mariners in that game. Atlanta beat the Rockies 3-2. Red Sox topped the Twins 6-5. Chicago White Sox a home victory over Kansas City 4-2. And the Angels held on to beat the Yankees in Anaheim. Final score was 3-2 in that ball game. I'll be back with a final word from Greater Nevada Field in Reno next, right after this.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Laborers Union Local 872 is always working for the interests of our members. Throughout the quarantine, we've stayed on the front lines while reinforcing safety on the job site. You can count on the men and women of Local 872 to continue building Las Vegas. Our local will always be there when called to help build the future through it all. Our union will never let this city down. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, You'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Greetings, mortals. I am Poinsettia, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
While enjoying a great night of baseball at the Las Vegas ballpark, try one of our specialty cocktails like the My Vegas Mule, the Spruce Juice, a Cool Cumber Press, or our signature Frosé. We also have your favorite beers and craft beers from Tenaya Creek Brewery.
All right, welcome back. Well, the question now, the Aviators, two difficult losses here. The first two games in Reno as part of a six-game series. Tomorrow night at 6:35, it'll be game three, and a very good young prospect, Brandon Fought. The Aviators saw him once earlier in August, and he looked good. He's 3-0 with a 2.03 ERA in limited action for the Reno Aces. The Aviators are in a kind of a tough spot because Jared Koenig, again, had to be pulled in the first inning, so this was kind of a bullpen game that they did not anticipate it being, and that makes it interesting because they have not announced a starter for tomorrow or for Friday. Saturday, game five, it's lefty Hogan Harris, unless that changes, and Sunday, the finale, you're back to Colin Wiles, who pitched the opener last night, but it's TBA, to be announced in the next couple of days. I mean, you have some guys who have started, like Ty Dameron, Miguel Romero's done some spot starts, people like that, Aaron Brown, but there's no indication yet as to how they plan to piece this together, but we'll find out about tomorrow's game later on this evening or early tomorrow, certainly. But we know this much. The Aviators desperately need to find some offense and get things turned around in this series here in Reno. They're now nine games out with four games to play in this series. And, again, they will play Reno again in a series later in September at Las Vegas Ballpark. Want to give thanks to Joe, who did a splendid job producing this game back in the Lotus Studios. And thanks to all of you, very sincerely, for tuning in tonight. Until tomorrow, this is Russ Langer wishing you all a very fine evening from Greater Nevada Field in Reno, where tonight the Reno Aces defeated the Las Vegas Aviators 4-1. Good night.
You've been listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio. Brought to you by Visit Laughlin.com, Laborers 872, Pulte Homes, America First Credit Union, Valley Health System, STN Sports, and Credit One Bank, the official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Thanks for listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio.
The Las Vegas Aviators are landing in your ears on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLB Las Vegas.
The Giants are 85, the Panthers are 100, the Lions are 100, the Bears are 120, Jags 120, Jets 150, Hawks 150, Falcons 250-1, and the Houston Texans 300-1. Now, I do think the Buffalo Bills are legitimate real contenders. So let's put them on the board here at 6-1 right now. I don't like the value very much with Tampa at +750, but somebody's got to represent the NFC. I'll say this to you, Cam. I think people might be overreaching and might just be hoping that Kansas City aren't still great. Like, they, why? Because they lost Tyreek.